www.gatinghelp.com, Gating Help for Men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, Dating Help for Men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set, my pet. I got the man, my set, got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man, my set, let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better, giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest, teaching you the game, just like that, time to connect with the man, my set, have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one, hosted by Steve the Dean Williams, get everybody talking when you step in the building, showing men how to pull women, go get them like, there's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers when it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting, and it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight, you gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right, so the next day you sure to have a good night, ain't no hesitating, time to level up, you think you a player, well it's time to be a better one, need to check Steve, that is who you need, got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe, that's right, so tell me if you ready, we gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it, you be dating with so many options cause you know you got it, so fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, shit. Let's see here. There we go.
Starting it off right. All right. What's going on, everybody? Hey, man, all you guys on December in 2021, I'm sorry. We have a new record a few days ago by all the dogs out there, 185. That broke the record. And every time the record's broke, we're going to change it up right here. But I want to give a shout out to those guys on 3622. And we didn't even do 3 hours. Can you imagine what it would have been if we would have done 3 hours? So I do want to give them guys a shout out. They did a good job, and my hat is off to them. Thank you very much. I want to welcome you all to the show, guys. And before we get into the show, guys, just like this, these guys out here that did it, guys, you got a chance to do it yourself, guys. If you go ahead, take a moment and like, subscribe, and pass on the knowledge that y'all about to get, because like I always say, the information we get is coming straight from us. I do always like to say, and I think I need to keep saying this, this is 100% authentic. This is just us. Nobody else is talking about what we're talking about. So if you hear from somewhere else, you know where you got it. I just want to make sure. Give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. You know how we do it as my chat room dogs out there. All you dogs out there, y'all know what to do. Go ahead and get your notebooks out. I'm going to talk about that in a second, but get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman, you don't know what you're saying to her, put a W. If you're texting a woman and you feel like things are not working out for you the way you want them to work out, go ahead and put a T, and we will answer that question. But I'm going to say, because a lot of guys I've been coaching and stuff have been doing all this wrong. A lot of guys are not getting out their notebooks. A lot of guys are not utilizing the information, and they're wondering why they are still the same way. It is your choice if you want to type that, write down the notes and use the information, but if you don't, it's hurting you more. It's hurting you more. Also, guys, if y'all are new, go ahead and grab your puzzle pieces. Guys, if you are brand new to us, go to the dollar store. Go to Walmart. Get your puzzle pieces. Dump them on the table. Rip up the box and start to put that puzzle together. We are the only ones on YouTube telling you this information. There is nobody out there doing that, okay? So we want to make sure. Now, hey, Pops one, okay, listen. Hey, listen, brother, what we got to get you to do is just put a Q there. I'll answer your question, but make sure you put a Q in there, all right? Put a Q, and I'll be happy to answer your question, okay? Also, shout out to the ladies out there. Ladies, how y'all doing? How y'all ladies doing? Ladies, all my ladies out there, listen. I got the new track almost ready to go, so I'll be dropping a new track out there, okay, for you guys out there. So make sure y'all check out the erotic poetry for your ladies. A new track coming pretty soon. I gave y'all a sample of it a few weeks ago. Probably gonna get into it, lay the track down, and do it like that, okay? So just want to make sure that we get everything right. But guys, you have a question. This is what this show is about, to show y'all game, to show y'all things that you've never seen before. But also, gentlemen, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056 is the number. This show is strictly for you guys to understand how deep the game is. We're going to get deep today as usual. But let me go ahead and grab this young man's question because he didn't know any better. Let's see what he says. Steve, what do you think this means when you're at the gym and you go next to a chick and she starts looking around in different directions and leaves and goes behind you in a different machine? Okay, well, PP, I don't want to say PP. I'll just say Pops. Pops. I usually use your first name. Pops, what it means is you're bugging the woman in your inner territory. She's at the gym to work out. She's not at the gym. This is not a club. And she could have sensed from a mile away you were staring her down. And you were just trying to find a way to make your way over to her. And she just didn't want to be distracted. She just didn't want to be bothered. And there's a thing about a lot of you guys out there. Y'all go to the wrong places trying to do the wrong things. Go to the gym to work out. Don't go to the gym to try to meet women. And the reason that she got up and left you, because she didn't want to talk to you. She had no intention to talk. She's just trying to work out and leave that place. But you getting beside her. See, here's the problem. It's kind of like when you're in a man's bathroom. Now, ladies, y'all don't understand this, but I got to explain this for you ladies out there to understand this or to overstand this. When you're in a men's bathroom and you have a bunch of stalls to pee in, you don't get right next to the same guy. You give him wiggle room, and you probably end up at the other side of the stall. So what happened with you, Pops, is that I'm not sure, but if there was more than one machine there, instead of being right next to her, you should have been a machine over. But again, you were in her, she felt that you were in her comfort zone, and that's why she moved out, dog. That's why she moved on. So, and that's why it didn't work out for you, okay? What's going on, Bomb? Yeah, but that's why it didn't work out for you. So just remember, guys, don't bother women at the gym, okay? Let them go to the gym. Let them work out and everything. Now, it's one thing if she notices you and you say hi, that's okay. But they're not going to the gym to find a relationship. They're going to the gym to work out, okay? So make sure y'all guys remember that as y'all are growing. J-Dog, man, you too much. J-Dog, man, what's up with you, man? I'm not going to be at today's show. Definitely be waiting for the playback. Well, hey, I'm going to give you a shout-out before your ass go, Jay. Man, I appreciate you, Jay. Much love, much respect, man. That's very kind of you. I thank you very much, man. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. We're going to chop it up, guys. Get your crayons out. We have a lot to talk about because what we're talking about, what we want to do is we're going to give you some more aspects of the game. Now, this is going to probably carry over to tomorrow's show. I can promise you that because we're only here for 2 hours. So let's go ahead and get all we can in. And don't forget, the top of the hour, we will read the creed, okay? The top of the hour, We'll read the creed, the man mindset creed, okay? No, it's all good, brother. Hey, but hang in there. We got you covered, man. Don't be down on that, okay? Don't look at that situation as a bad thing. It's just some women just want to be left alone, okay? And it's nothing dealing with you. It's everything to do with everybody sometimes outside of you. So it's all good. Don't feel some certain kind of way because she got up. They do that. But anyway, so we're going to talk about the game is not about control, gentlemen. The game is not about control, gentlemen. What you guys have to understand in this is that it's going to shock you, but it's not about control. It's about the process of letting go. I got you. We'll get into this. See, most of you guys out there, you're so busy trying to identify who you are in this scenario, okay? Okay? The error that most of you guys do is that you identify, quote unquote, with a boat. And all your focus is on that boat, okay? But what you don't understand is that while you're looking at the boat, you're not looking at the open water that surrounds the boat, okay? And that's what I want to talk to you about. But I want to tell you why it's important to let go of the boat because of what most of you are doing. Now, we talked about this a few weeks. I had to take it down because this is going to be more into the book because the book is going to be a little bit deeper, but I won't go too much in it. But I got to talk about this right here and why you have to let go, because a lot of you individuals out there, a lot of you guys out there don't understand that you are holding on to too many things. You're holding on to too many things that you think that you have to hold on to in order to grow as a man, okay? Too many things. And what I'm trying to get you guys to see is that you don't have to do that. Gentlemen, when you are a man and you are one with yourself and you begin to let go and you see women, like I've always showed you before, I'll show you the first thing, but I'm going to show you some more different ones, but I don't want to keep going and show you this one. But what I'm saying is when you're one with yourself, what happens is women start to see things in you. They start to think about you. They start to fantasize about you. Thoughts about things that you can do. Now, gentlemen, this isn't just a pick up and play thing. This is somebody who is not only one with himself, but he's in control of himself. He understands sexuality and he doesn't judge women at all. And the results that you get are results like this when you learn how to be one with yourself. But I'm going to explain the problem for a lot of you guys out there and why it's time for you to let go. Because what you're doing is you're not fighting against the water. You're not fighting against the woman. The thing that you're doing the most is you are fighting against yourself. One side of you of the boat wants to go to the left. The other side wants to go right. Meaning one side of you says, I want women. I want to be with women. But the other side says, I'm not good enough. I'm too short. I'm too ugly. I don't have a nice job. She's not going to like me. She's going to judge me. Where the other side might say, you know what? Now's the time to go ahead and put my bid in. But then the other side of you might say, well, wow, she's a beautiful woman and she's not going to like a guy like me because women like that don't date guys like me. She's going to date a baller, a shot caller, a man with money, and I don't have money, so she would never. Gentlemen, there is no oneness. Gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. There is no oneness. Where one side of you works on trying to say something to her, where the other side begins to come up with judgments. And too many of you gentlemen out there in this game, when it comes to that, 714, I got you 1 second. Too many of you guys in this game are being pulled in two totally different directions, and you don't understand why you're being pulled into two directions. And this is why, instead of looking, see, you're so busy looking at the boat that you don't see the vast ocean of knowledge that you can have. But how can you even go towards knowledge when one side of you is pulling you to the left and the other side is pulling you to the right? And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about learning how, gentlemen, to begin the process of letting go. Let me answer this question real quick. We go. What's up, 714? What you got, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve. It's you know who. Anyway, I got an interesting question.
Sure.
You know, for so long, it seems, it's like society has shunned men, women in particular, fast men. You know, like it's like we're not needed anymore. But I have this feeling, and
when you say
I'm
shun,
noticing
you
know, it.
I'm sorry. What do you mean by shun? What do you mean by shun men? What do you mean shun men?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like women, the modern day women, a lot of them, you know, it's like, it's just like men are bad. You know what I'm talking about? Men are put down. It's like men are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is this. A lot of modern women today seem like they just don't need guys, period. Okay. So here's my point. My point is now that the shit has hit the fan in the Ukraine and Russia, what do you think of this? I think that women's attitudes are going to change towards men now because now they realize, fuck, man, if that shit's happening there, it could happen here or anywhere else. And who are we going to turn to? We're going to have to turn to the fucking men again. So what's your opinion on that?
You got it wrong, brother. They don't need bitches. They need men. I don't understand what this society thing you're talking about. Women will always need leadership from a man. But if you're not a man, how can you even lead a woman or a woman want you if you can't? If you can't lead yourself, a woman cannot want to be led by you. So I don't understand what is this society thing about women not needing. Women need a man. Women love a man that can touch them the right way. Women love a man that can look them in their eyes and put flavor in their ear and tell them how beautiful they are on days when they're not feeling beautiful. So what do you mean women don't want men? I don't understand. What do you mean society? That's not true. We gave you the idea that women don't want men.
Okay, let me rephrase it then. What I'm saying is this. I'll be more specific. A lot of these women who have basically really turned their bodies into shit and are grossly overweight and everything because they think that they can get a guy that way and a guy doesn't deserve any better. I think a lot of those women now are going to get healthier and in better shape because they're going to realize men, their standards are high. And they're going to realize.
Okay. Wait, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Where are you going wrong again? Women come in all shapes and sizes, okay? They come in all shapes and sizes,
right.
Okay? Now, with that being said, there are guys that like certain kind of women. Some guys, okay, for me, I'm ass, hips, and thighs, right? I'm not a breast man. I don't like big breasts. I'm not a breast man. I'm an ass, hip, and thigh man. Some guys can be breast men, and that's all they like. Some guys are butt men. I'm an ass man, too. Some men are butt men, right? Some guys are.
Yeah, but how many guys are into women who weigh 200, 300 pounds? Very few, right?
But what you're missing the point. You've got to understand that there are guys out there that will be. See, what you're doing is you're trying to box these women in. I don't care how big they weigh because if I'm not attracted to them, I'm just not attracted to them. But that doesn't mean somebody else isn't going to be attracted to them. You see what I'm saying? And they're allowed to be what they are. I keep trying to tell you, sexy isn't what her weight is. You're 65. You should understand this. Our bodies are breaking down, right? Our bodies are fucking breaking the fuck down, right? Okay? So eventually her looks are going to fade, just like our looks are going to fade. Our bodies, if you're drinking a lot, you're going to have kidney problems. If you're smoking a lot, you're going to have lung problems. So then, as you get older, you're going to have to take medicine. And that medicine may have a side effect where you have erectile dysfunction problems, or you might lose your hair. Now, I grow my hair. But no, I'm just saying that I want you to look below the surface and not judge the woman on the weight that she carries. I want you to judge the woman on how she treats you. If you give her that courtesy to see what she's about. If you see a woman that is not your preference, then it's just not your preference, but it's not, it's okay. That's like saying that, like what you're saying about fat people, we can lump something about white people or lump something about black people. And it's not, that's not how we do things, man. Let women be okay, what they are. Yes.
Okay, but let me make a quick point. Okay, here's an aspect of what I was talking about. Okay, 50 Cent appears on the Super Bowl, comes down upside down, he's singing his little song, and, yes, you know, maybe he's 10, 20 pounds overweight, you know, whatever it is. He looked in shape to me. Everybody's, yes, you know, I hear all this, like, fat shaming against him. Yet, here's Lizzo and Cass Holliday, and they're, like, 300-400 pounds, and everybody's calling them queens and goddesses and beautiful, and yet 50 Cent being fat shamed because he's maybe 10, 20 pounds over fucking weight. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about that society does.
You're fucking up. You're fucking up again, because if you read 50 Cent's post, he doesn't give a fuck what you think.
He doesn't. I don't either, but I'm just saying, even though we don't give a fuck.
Okay. You're talking, it's like, okay, I see a lion and I'm going to talk about the lion. Look at the lion. The lion is fat. The lion is thin. The lion is this. The lion is that. Mm-hmm. Because the hippo is that. The hippo is that. Let me ask you a question. Do you actually think them animals give a fuck about what we're saying? Do you actually think they sitting around? You think the hippo chewing the grass? Oh, my God.
No.
God, the human thinks I'm too fat. Oh my God, I've got to diet more. they don't do that, and that's what you got to stop doing. You're too busy judging the world through your eyes and having them have to bend and be what you want them to be, versus who they actually are.
Okay, but let me ask you a good question. Why does that double standard, forget, obviously, I don't give a shit about it. You don't, 50 Cent doesn't. But why does that double standard exist? I'm just curious what your opinion is. Why does it exist that Eliza or Cass Holliday can be called a queen?
I don't give a fuck. It's none of my business. It's none of my business. I just don't give a fuck. I'm being honest with you. I just don't give a fuck.
But let me ask you a question. Isn't it important, really, to be a student of the world? And even though you agree or disagree or don't give a fuck about something,
my world.
Shouldn't you have a curiosity? Is it, what's wrong with having a curiosity about something, even if you don't give a fuck about it?
Mm-mm. Again, my world. I give a fuck about. I don't give a fuck about what's outside here. I don't think about you surface dwellers that way. Do what you do. I don't give a fuck. Do what y'all do. It has no effect on me because I don't allow you to affect me or make me feel like I'm less than because somebody thinks something. My mind is beyond that kind of thinking. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I wish I had fucks, but I have no fucks to give, brother. I have no fucks to give.
Okay, but what about... I mean, I'm the same way for the most part. Isn't there, we are still part of a society. We're not living like cavemen. So there are certain rules that we do have to follow, you know, regardless of whether we like them or not.
Yes, so, and I can tell you the rules I follow. I tell you the simple rules I follow. Don't kill a man. Rule of the law. Don't kill a man because they'll give me the first 48 hours because I always keep my cell phone around and they'll ping my phone. So I watch too much TV. And don't kill a man. Second thing is, if I'm driving, make sure I drive the speed limit because as a black man, I have to be a little more cautious. Well, I don't have to because I'm part of the 100. I'm out of the 100 club, so I don't get tickets anymore, and they pat me on my back. So the law of the street. The second thing is if I have a job, I'm going to go to my job and do my work. But outside of that, I get to create whatever the fuck I want to create. I don't have to live by any rules and laws outside of those three. I get to create my world my way, and it's the most free, beautiful thing in the world, my way.
I mean, look, when I call you up, I'm I mean, I'm pretty much, I mean, I'm independently wealthy. I do my own shit. I don't have to answer to anybody, even the IRS. So I live my life as free as anybody else I know. But it's just these younger guys who are not living their lives yet that way because they haven't got to that point. That's why I bring up these things almost at like.
That's why they're here with me now, because I'm trying to free them from the chains that they have mentally.
Like, see, like you're right. Like, look, I'm retired or semi-retired, and I have my own business. I'm a filmmaker. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. I have a paid-off house, paid-off car. I don't, you know, it's like literally, it's like there's nobody I literally have to fucking answer to. Today I woke up an hour before I called you. You know, I literally can fucking do whatever I want, whenever I want, and nobody fucking stops me. That's how all these guys really, that's the goal that all these guys should reach. All these guys should reach their goal where they have enough money, enough you money, to where they don't have to. The goal is to not have to answer to any motherfucker out there. Am I right?
No, you failed. You failed. I'm sad. It's sad to me that you don't love yourself and you're not arrogant enough to look at your legacy, to look at your bloodline, and to keep your name going even in your death. If you choose to live this single life, go ahead. But I will never tell a guy out here, listen, if a guy wants to live the life that you want to live, I'm all for it. But one thing I'm not going to do with these other motherfuckers do across the street is shame these guys into not having children and not.
I'm not shaming anybody not having kids. I never shamed them. I didn't have kids because I had a bad relationship with my father and my ex-wife and my kids.
But you're doing it sidebar on a sidebar way. You're just trying to say because you're just dangling your life, which is fine for you. I'm glad that you live the way that you live, but I'm not trying to get them to live like you or like me. I'm trying to get them to live the way they want to live, where they have the freedom of choice if they want to live like you or they want to live and have kids or they don't want to have money or small. That's what I'm trying to get them. See, when we sit around,
the bottom line really is they have the bottom line is really to be happy in life. That's you're not always going to be happy.
Happiness. No, that's a lie. Don't be happy. Happy, you can't buy happiness. Y'all got this thing that you think you can buy happy. No, if you're not internally happy, you ain't never going to be happy. You'll never buy happiness because if you're putting
I wake up. I'm happy every fucking day, whether I have money done. I mean, in other words, I'm a naturally happy, upbeat person, literally. So
But brother, I understand where you're from and where you're coming from, and that's fine. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help these young men get and see potential. You're over on calculus or trigonometry. These young men can't even count to 10. And I'm trying to get them to realize their value and their worth. They're not ready to be where you're at right now. Not saying they can't be where you're at, but if they think where you're at is the end-all, be-all, then they have lost. But if that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. But don't tell these guys they need to have all this stuff. Because I had a guy today said, you know what he told me? He said, I got an apartment, and he was kind of upset because he had an empty apartment. But you know what I told him? The apartment is beautiful, and you don't even see it. But he couldn't understand that because he thought the beauty was buying some fucking furniture. He thought furniture made the apartment beautiful. No, furniture is a part of the beautiful apartment that you chose. You don't have to furnish that motherfucker if you don't want to. You could just have a bed, a bowl, and a spoon and be happy with it. You don't have to answer anything. And which is crazy is when you get around a woman, she's not even going to care if she's into you, what you have. But I'm trying to get him to stop thinking that he needs to buy or keep up with the Joneses or buy nice furniture and all this other stuff to show off or prove that he's something more than he's not. The beauty is not in the furniture. The beauty is in the man that comes into the apartment. The apartment is just an apartment until one who believes he's beautiful to himself makes the apartment beautiful. The furniture is just a part of the apartment. That doesn't make beauty. And that's what I try to teach guys, because most guys don't see it. They think they have to furnish it ready because the woman's going to like it, versus seeing the beauty in what they chose and being fine with what they chose and not spending more money than they have to try to furnish it, to try to please somebody and end up in debt and fuck up their credit score. And it just goes from that point. Does that make any sense, Big Dog? So that's all I'm saying,
okay? Makes 100% sense. One more quick thing I want to say. These guys, the most important thing, and it took me, you know, probably until I was in my 30s to figure this out, that whatever you are as a man, working towards a man, being a male, whether you're around other men or other women that you're interested in or just hanging out with, you have to be your fucking self. Because if you're putting on an act to please other people, you eventually will not be happy, and you can't keep acting forever. You have to be yourself. And if somebody doesn't like you for who you are, fuck them. You don't have to put on a fucking act to get somebody to like you. Don't you agree?
I understand what you're saying, and I half-heartedly agree with what you're saying. Yes, be yourself, but here's the problem. If you feel like yourself sucks, why do you want to be someone that sucks when you think that this is all life has to offer you because you don't look good or you're not tall enough or you're not fitting what society wants you to fit? Do you want that guy to be himself? No, we don't want you to be yourself. Don't be what you think you are. Create the new you, because the old, what they are right now, is they're a combination of what happened in elementary school, what happened in junior high school, what happened in high school, and maybe what happened in college that has had an effect on them where they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in what they can do. They don't believe in what they can say. But what you're saying is still be yourself. And no, I don't want them to be themselves because they don't know the value of themselves. Once you learn the value of yourself, you want to know why you can't be your new self, be yourself, Big Dog? You want to know why 714 you can't be yourself?
Yeah.
The reason why you can't be yourself is because every day you should be evolving into something different. You can, if you want to stay at where you're at and stand still, you're dying on the inside. I want
everybody should be, you should constantly be growing every day, of course.
No, they're not growing every day, because every day there is a gray cloud over their head that says, you're too short, you're too ugly, you're not good enough, you don't have a nice car, and women are going to do this, and women are going to do that. And they believe the cloud over their head versus believing the man in the mirror that should be telling them that they have value, they have worth, and they are about some. But that's what I'm trying to talk about today. But anyway, I got to let you go, Big Dog.
Now, Steve, before I leave, I want to make just one more quick thing. I contribute 90% of this being raised by single mothers, whether they're divorced or they're just having – they're from baby mamas. I think not having the father around in the home is 90% contributing to how these young men are growing up. And I think that's the biggest failure.
That's not the biggest failure, because are all single mothers equal?
No, but if you don't have it, all dads are not equal.
So you can't necessarily, because some single mothers give their boys to old their uncles or grandfathers to toughen them up. Some single mothers say, you know what, I love you, you're my child, but you know what, I'm gonna put you in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I'm gonna put you in programs to help you along, or find someone to show you along. So see, we can't sit here and say, oh yes, there are some instances where a lot of young boys have a lot of money in it. I agree with you halfway, but we cannot blame single mothers when, you ready for this? And you're making me defend women, and I hate this shit. Because of these I'm serious. Because there's a lot of bitch-ass guys who have lied to women. See, we forget, we don't talk about the guys that lie to women. We don't talk about the guys that put holes in the rubbers to try to keep the woman. We don't talk about the guys that promise women all these things, these grandeur things, just to have a little bit. And then as soon as they get it or get her pregnant, they up and leave. So do we really want to go? Let's not blame. We got to look at both sides, because a lot of these thirsty ass guys will say just about anything to get sex and have unprotected sex.
I heard of this 28-year-old guy that was so thirsty, he actually like 78-year-old woman.
I gotta go with the show, but thanks, dog. I appreciate the call, brother. Okay,
right.
We gotta let you
throw me right, back. I threw you back in, man.
I'm sorry, guys, man. I apologize. I'm trying to show y'all guys the beauty of having a man mindset and being free and not thinking like these surface dwellers and going beyond. But like I was saying before, getting back to the show, what I say to all you young men out there is that in your mind right now, you're holding on to something that's not giving you order or structure. You're fighting against your own current, because part of you wants to be this while the other part wants to be that. And this is why there is a struggle between you and who you really want to be, okay? Who you really want to be. And for a lot of gentlemen, I got a few questions I'll answer. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Y'all want to call in. But for a lot of you guys out there, we're going to talk about the why. And we're going to talk about things that you can do and things that you can think about, because we want you guys to be able to understand control that you don't have. You want to let go of what's controlling you, so to speak. And that's what we want you to do, okay? See, if you are the boat, that means you are your thoughts, you are your emotions, okay? And you might identify with those things, but you know deep in your heart what you identify with is the same thing that's holding you back. Yes, women are sexy when they are rewarded being sexy. But for you young men, is that because you're in your feelings and because you're in your emotions or in the feminine, you look at a woman's makeup or you look at the woman and say she's sexy because you don't believe in yourself. And you don't believe the vast ocean that you're in, where you can move about anywhere you want to move and how you want to move, okay? Because what you don't understand is not only are you the boat, but you're also the water, okay? All right? That's how deep your mind is and should be to you, where you're always exploring you and learning more things about you, but also letting go of who you were yesterday and not holding on to it. Some of you guys, you meet a woman and you feel good about yourself and you hold on to what you think you should be holding on to. Well, let me grab some of these questions real quick. Big says, what do single mothers mean when they say they want a good man? Well, here's the problem. What does a lion say when he roars? You know what I mean? What does a squirrel do? He goes, whatever the fuck they do, right? Do you actually, when you hear a bird go caw, 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 or a cow go moo, or a rooster go cock-a-doodle-doo, do you ever ask the question, what do they mean? No, you don't, because you don't give a fuck what they mean. So I ask you, why do you care what a good man is to a woman if you know you're a good man right here? I want you to think about what I'm saying for a second here. Why would you care what a good man is to a woman when you know you're a good man right here? Y'all got to stop taking women for their words. Not to mean that they're right or not to mean that they're wrong. They're allowed to say what they want to say, but let her say what she wants to say. Let her get all that shit off her chest and everything, man. What does it mean when a girl is glancing over at you? It means, DP, leave her alone. That's what it means for you. For you, DP, it means leave her alone, okay? Leave her alone, and I'm going to tell you why. When a woman is glancing at you and you don't know what to do, don't go over there. Leave her alone. Leave her alone, okay? Because me telling you to go up to her is going to do you more harm than good because you don't know what to say to her. You haven't even scribed the scenarios in your mind of how you want to move. You haven't scribed in your mind what you want to say, why you want to say it. This is why I want to make her smile. This is why I want to make her blush. This is why I want to make her laugh. This is why I want to make her think. This is why I want to make her react. You don't even have that together. You don't even know what to do with your first text message or your second text message. So leave, I'm telling you, brother, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Because if she smells that your pussy is tighter than hers, she unfortunately might go on the attack and then is going to eat your ass up. So, young man, leave her alone. Guys, I want to call in. You got the number 563-999-3056. Guys, we're going to probably be carrying this over to tomorrow's show. So make sure y'all join in. And shout out to all the ladies out there in the chat room and all the guys out there. How y'all guys doing? I'm the dean. Classes in session, guys. Get y'all crayons out. Put a Q if you got a question. If you're talking to a woman, you don't know what she's saying, put a W. If you're texting a woman and you want a little bit of flavor, go ahead and do it now, okay? And, guys, and if y'all want to challenge me, I guess put a C for challenge and what a woman says and try to stomp me, go ahead and do that as well. We're going to add a C now. Add a C for challenge me. Something the woman's going to say, try to throw me off my square. Try to throw me off my square with a C and put that in there so I can keep y'all minds, I can keep y'all minds going while we're doing this. I want you to be able to think and I want you to be able to move, okay, as men, okay? I want y'all to see the beauty that you have and you possess. And when you get around a woman, it's her lucky day to be around a man that can make her toes curl like the Wicked Witch, like on the Wizard of Oz. I'm old as shit. Like on the Wizard of Oz, I don't remember this. There's a shit movie called The Wizard of Oz and shit where the house landed on the witch and her toes curl. I want her toes to curl right here because I know y'all got the smoothness in you to talk game, be smooth when it's time to be smooth. Shift up to be romantic when it's time to be romantic. Shift down when it's time to be kinky, dirty, nasty, freaky, or naughty. But you are all these things, but you can't be these things, gentlemen, when you don't have flow or a oneness, one thought. Remember, I keep telling you, one sentence of one line, of one paragraph, of one page, of one book of the story of your life must all flow in one direction. It's got to be a trust. And if you cannot trust yourself, you're going to be out of order. And so many guys, if you question yourself, you're out of order. If you question the move you're going to make, you're out of order. So again, for those who are just joining us, you're the guy right now that you're not going anywhere. Because you're going in two different directions and there is no flow. And that's what we want to talk about today, guys. Y'all want to question the comment, go ahead and say it. We got y'all covered. Shout out to you. Shout out to the ladies. Hey, and all the ladies out there. Ladies, hey, y'all need to check out that poetry, ladies. Hey, that poetry, ladies. Anyway, guys, let me keep and check the phone lines real quick as I continue to break all this thing down to all you guys out there. Remember, guys, and we talked about it the other day. When you are not working on you, which should be 25 hours a day, 8 days a week and on Sunday, when you leave the mind unchallenged and you leave the mind just sitting there, it is going to go places you don't want to go, okay? It will establish an identity and a personality for you that it's going to force you to be. Because you chose to not work on yourself. Talking to a woman is not working on yourself. Going on a date with a woman is not working on yourself. Sending her a text message is not working on yourself. Those things are not helping you work on yourself. Because communication gentlemen, doesn't start with you saying something to her. And that's where a lot of guys got the game wrong, because they want you to say things, okay? They want you to say things. Communication, gentlemen, is all about how you say things to yourself. You got to talk to yourself, and you got to trust the information that you're going to say is going to be beneficial to you, that's going to move her towards your four. Remember, there's nothing a woman that – I had a guy today, and it was beautiful. I wish I could show you. I can't tell you that. I had a guy today. Three moves, man. I think it was three moves. I told him what to say in three moves and blew the woman's mind away. Blew her mind away with just three things. And it was beautiful. Why? Because I learned how to take – thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that. Thank you for the super chat, Eddie. Thank you. What I love to do, a guy, and this is the beauty about the mind, gentlemen. That's why I say put a seat to try to stump me, because the beauty of the mind is I'm always thinking about moving to the next four. Always move the woman to the next four. Always learn to move yourself to your next four. Never sit around and think to yourself that you're not good enough for a woman. I don't want you guys thinking that, because when you guys think that, You put so much pressure on yourself. But it's not just the pressure that you put on yourself. When you don't think you're good enough, you're going to do what 714 was doing the whole damn time. Always putting labels on everything and everyone. Sitting around trying to categorize a group of women based off of your perspective or someone else's perspective, check this. You ain't even talking to women. You ain't even putting your bid in with these beautiful ass women. And yet you think they're awful. But then if they're so awful, then why are you listening to programs even talking about women? Because you're living a lie. But what you're doing is on your level is, you're so busy trying to find a reason why she's bad or why something is wrong with her. Why something is wrong with her. How can I tell you what's wrong with a woman that I don't even know? I can't tell you what's wrong with her. I never met her before. So I'm not going to tell you she's wrong unless she does something that I notice and I kind of give y'all a little bit of game on that. But y'all don't even understand, man. Women can be wrong sometimes and women can be right. But you know what? It's not up to me to tell you what is right and what is wrong. What is up to me to get you to see is for you to see what is right and you to see what is wrong in your eyes, not through my eyes. You need to see the world through your eyes, because when you see the world through your eyes, you can move for yourself. Remember, what we teach you here is unlike what everyone else does. I'm trying to get you to learn you, learn your language, learn how you speak, learn how you socialize, learn how you are sexual. I want you to find things in yourself, the beauty in yourself. And again, I know for a lot of y'all guys, y'all are a little nervous about the sexual side of you. But I'm telling you right now, as soon as you cross over into what is the real world after high school, every woman after that point, they love sexual and mental stimulation. Yes, they love the physical, but man, a physical plus a mental, oh, it's already a wrap. You can give them all mental if you want, and they can fall in love with you just on a mental level by what you say, by how they feel, just the thoughts of you that can carry over the drug of you. That's what I'm saying. Where they think about you, they with other men, but they think they can be in a bed with another man and still have you on their mind. And that's touching without touching. That's how cold you can be in this. You don't have to sit around and pander or sit around and worry. I don't want you to worry. And I don't want you to pander. And I don't want you to judge, because when you begin to judge, you're really hurting yourself more. Hey guys, listen, I am old as fuck, but I don't feel like I'm 50. I'm short as fuck. I'm 5'7". I don't need to be 6 foot tall. I don't need to be what society deems as the perfect size guy. I am old and I am short, and to some I may be ugly. That's fine, but guess what? When I look in that motherfucking mirror, I'm a beautiful motherfucker. I am beautiful. And I will be beautiful in 80. If I get to 90 or 100, I will always be beautiful. Now, to the world, I could be a wrinkled old motherfucking man that's, hey, how you doing, sonny? Stay off my lawn. Or some shit like that. But to me, I will be a beautiful man. Because beauty comes from how I create me. My beauty doesn't come from what somebody thinks of me. Yeah, if you think I'm attractive, I appreciate that. But if you think I'm ugly, that's cool. I'm not here to agree on either one of those things. I'm just too busy working on me and how I am to myself, okay? How I am to myself. And see, that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm trying to get you young men to see in the game, okay? This is what the game is about. It's about letting go of the control that your mind is screwing you over with. You've got to let go of the control of your mind trying to make you think that you can read a woman's mind. You can't do it. If I wish, hey, listen, I'm going to try. No. Now, if I'm touching her, I can read her body language as I'm touching her through her moans and the way she's moving her body. That's something totally different. But what y'all guys do is you're do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, there's a beautiful. Oh, she's so beautiful. Look at that ass. But wait a second, Steven. Wait. Let me show y'all. Let me show this shit go. You're like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. She's so sexy. Oh, my gosh. Well, wait a second, Steven. You're short. Why would she want to be with someone like you? Why would she want to be with you? She wouldn't like a guy like you. Huh? What? Wait a second. I am good enough, right? I am good enough. No, Steven, you're not good enough. Look at you. I mean, look at that young, thin, tight body and that ass. Oh, my God. Why would she want to be with a guy like you? I mean, what can you actually offer her? What, some Medicaid and some, like, dental insurance, even? I mean, you might need to stop. I mean, you can't reach that pinnacle with her. You can't make it, or whatever he says, right? And listen, if I believe that shit, if I believe that shit, that'd be something like fucking totally amazing, right? But let me show how it's this beautiful, man. See, it's me, again, gentlemen, brushing my teeth or eating my bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch, guys. This is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Make sure you get your bowl of Excuse Fairy Crunch if you ain't trying to be a man. So it's me, okay, gentlemen, all the time, trying to figure out ways to elevate sexuality, ways to turn smiles into moans, ways to make her blush not on a one level. Let's push the blush a little bit further. Where the thought of me, gentlemen, think about this. The thought of me will make her blush. The thought of me will make her smile. Not just me making her smile in real time, one-on-one, but I'm saying to myself, what can I do touch her without touching her? These are the thoughts that you guys should be thinking about all the time. Don't worry about how she looks. I don't care how she looks. What I care about is, how am I going to fucking perform in all this? What am I going to do? I, me. Guys, I got a question. Please put a Q in there. If y'all got a question, put a T in there. If y'all are texting a woman, put a T in there. If a woman says something that throws you off, put a W. And if you want to fucking stump me, let's put an S, not a C. If you want to stump me, just put an S in there and say something a woman would say to try to stump me on what I need to say. And I'll show you how game is. What I'm trying to show you guys is that I'm trying to show you the thing that you already know how to do, but you just don't realize you're doing it, and that is driving. Right now, all you motherfucking chat room dogs, all y'all wonderful people that are listening to me right now. Right now, you can drive your car. You can sing. You can talk on the phone. You can eat something or drink something and still maintain your line, staying in the lines of that street without running anybody, okay? Without running anybody. So what if I can teach you game right now and you tell me something that a woman says to stomp you and not only be able to teach the game, but be able to shift what I'm doing like that with a not more than a second of a thought, more than half a second of a thought, and give you a playbook of where I want to take her, why I want to take her there, and how I'm going to do it. That's what I want you guys to think about. Stop thinking about you're not good enough. Stop worrying. Stop. Get the fuck out of theater, number one. Stop knocking yourself feeling like you're not good enough. Sitting in that theater all day looking at your past. Oh, she turned me down. I'm just not good enough. Oh, she said she had a boyfriend. Or she ain't looked at me at the gym and walked away. I'm just not good enough. Can I go get some more popcorn so I can sit and watch this poor movie and me get turned down? I mean, why live that way, man? Why live your life that way where you're constantly just beating yourself up? You're constantly saying to yourself, you're not good enough. You're constantly feeling like you got to be more than what you are, and that's not the truth. I mean, y'all guys actually think that you got to have a chiseled body to get women? Are you fucking kidding me? Gentlemen, if you have a chiseled body and you're doing it for a woman, you've already failed. Now, if you want to work out, go ahead and work out. And for all my aficionados, I promise you, pretty soon, guys, I will have this motherfucker on my forehead, guys. Pretty soon, for all you guys out there, we're going to be teaching game without game. How are we going to be doing that, guys? What we're going to be doing is we're going to be playing games. Well, I'm going to be playing games. I'm going to be exercising. I'm going to be shooting up motherfuckers left and right. I'm going to be boxing. I'm going to be doing it. We're going to have a good, fun time while I'm gaming, but I'm going to actually teach you game while I'm either riding my cake-ass bike or I'm going straight up John Wick and putting up the guns and going around and murking zombies or other people live on the air where we go live on Twitter and stuff like that, where I'm just shooting stuff like that. So I just want to let you guys know that that's coming really soon. I just want to let y'all know I have not forgot about you guys. But you know what I can't forget about right now? Wait, let me stop this cake-ass shit right now. Let's go ahead and do our creed real quick so we can continue, gentlemen, okay? What the creed is, gentlemen, for a lot of you guys, is things that we want you guys to begin to say to yourselves, okay? So what I ask all you guys to do real quick is to go into the JoJo of your mind, gentlemen. Take a moment in your mind and go to your dojo, the place of peace and tranquility. What I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and repeat after me. This is going to be the Man Mindset Creed. And gentlemen, please repeat after me or just read the words with me. Let's do this. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I do not fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me, gentlemen, tomorrow, okay? So, guys, I just want y'all to remember that, because what we're trying to do, I'm not here to give you motivation. I don't want you to have a false motivation, because we got to talk about that as well. I don't want you guys out there to feel like that this is a feel-good show. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to help you find yourself. I'm here to show you that there's another way and another side of the game that people don't even talk about that you need to learn about. See, nobody wants you to learn yourself, okay? Nobody. Shout out to the Red, R Red. What's up, girl? The Red's in the house. What's up? Hey, Red's in the house. But, hey, listen, gentlemen, what's important to me is this. Listen, what you guys don't understand is that you yourself, you can live the life that you want to live when you learn who you are as a man, when you begin the process of creating your world, creating your laws, your rules, your codes, and living the life that you want to live. You become free and unstoppable because I'm telling you, she has not met you before. Gentlemen, again, prime example, guys, for a lot of you guys. I always love to give you the door example and everything, but because I just love opening the door for them. There's nothing like even starting a masturbation moment with her at the door. So what I always talk about, or always a scribe. See, what I always talk about, and my boy right here, Scribe, I'm always starting at the door because I want the adventure that I'm going to take her on. And, guys, don't forget, in April, we got the Easter game. So, in April, I'll be breaking down the Easter game, a way you can make Easter a sexual moment for her, for all my new guys out there. We'll be doing that in April. But there's nothing. Now, gentlemen, this is what I'm telling y'all guys right now. Just an example. Guys, just get your notebooks out. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about. Now, and this is how you scribe it. I want you to think about a woman on the other side of that door. And what am I going to do to show the fuck out? To show her that coming inside is an adventure. It's going to be sexual fun. Now, for the average guy, remember, the average guy just opens up the door. Hey, come on in. Hey, come on in. Netflix is on. Let's go chill. Come on in and just close the door, right? I'm just giving you a prime example. Prime example of this, gentlemen. And this is the flow that I'm talking about and the depth of the ocean that you should have. I want you, right, Scribe. When I open that door, this is what I'm going to do. Write it down. And open that door, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look her up and down. Why? Because I want her to see my eyes looking at her up and down. Scribe, the next thing I want to do is I want to take my arm, and I want to tell her, come here, give me my hug. Where's my hug? And as I bring her in for the hug, right, side of my face, I want to rub up against the side of her face. And when I'm right in that side of her ear, guys, remember this right here. Remember that part right here? Did I tell you about a kissing 101 move? We'll break that down in a second. Remember that right there. Remember that side of the ear, okay? So what I want to do is this. Now, I'm going to add a new one in. Gentlemen, what I want y'all to do, just do it right now with your thumb. Take your thumb. Now, remember, if you're rubbing up against this side of her face, you got to go to that side with your thumb. So all I want you to do, if I'm rubbing up on this side, I'm going to go. Remember, when you're grabbing her in, remember, now I'm showing how the depth of game here. Right hand around her waist, bringing her in. Left side of my motherfucking cheek rubbing up against her. So that means I've got my left hand. So with my left hand to the right side, what I want you guys to do, just take your thumb right here, just about right this point right here, and just go straight down. Feel that. Let's just go straight down and feel that. Matter of fact, let me move this thing out of my thing. Go right here. Go all the way down. Feel that from this point down. Take your thumb. Just do it. And y'all see what I'm talking about. I'm just showing y'all some game. Okay? So peep game. So when I bring her in, wrap my arm around her, and I bring her close to me, right? Okay. As I'm whispering in her ear how sexy she looks, how nice she smells, and how good she feels in my arm, all I'm going to do, take that thumb from the left side. Now, remember, I got my right side around her. I'm taking that left side, and I'm going right here, sliding all the way down to that thing. Once I get down to this point, that's when I take my arm off. That's when I grab her hand. That's when I bring her inside. And as I bring her inside, like I told you before, once she gets halfway in, I say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Turn around, grab her hips, push her ass up against the door, and then go in for a kissing 101 move. Now, gentlemen, what I'm saying is that when you scribe that, you should be able to explain that. You should be able to do that in voicemail. You should be able to do that in video. You should be able to break that move down. Now, that's, remember, that's just one move. But, gentlemen, this is why I'm showing you how cold it is. See, the average guy ain't thinking this deep. They just like, oh, my God, she's coming over Netflix and chill. What I'm saying is that we want you to be able to take the game to another level. Hold on a second. No, you didn't listen to me, SG. I don't know you didn't listen to me because, see, let me show y'all something. See, SG, if you were to listen to me, sir, I tell you guys not to mess with women at your job. So you're not listening to me. And I'm glad you lost your job. So next time you won't do that silly ass shit. Nobody told you to do that. So long, SG. Again, guys, if y'all know me, y'all know we always tell everybody out there, please don't mess with women at your job and all this other stuff. But let's get back to what we're saying and all this other stuff. So what I'm saying to you young men out there is that for you guys out there, we want you guys out there to really start to communicate with yourself and how you want to move as a man. Because when you guys don't move as a man, you begin to, quote unquote, develop, okay, messages. And the messages that you see are, because they're from the outside world, they become your truth. Women are this. There are no women out there to date. It's hard out there to get a woman for a guy today because I saw some other guy get shot down. Because he got shot down, it's going to happen to me. And this is the depth of game that we're trying to show you guys, okay? We don't want you guys out there to mess things up as far as game. Oh, shit, wait. Let me bring in some of the calls. I'm sorry. Area code 661, then 704, I guess, 714. 661, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
I'm fine, sir. Can you talk a little bit? You sound muffled. What's up?
Oh, my bad. Can you hear me good now?
Yeah, what's going on, brother? How can I help you?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to understand what you mean by this theater stuff. Like, you keep talking about this theater stuff.
About whose stuff? I can't hear you.
Theater. Like, Theater One. Like
how? Oh, Theater One. Oh, Theater One. Great question. Okay. All right. Let me explain what I'm talking about with Theater One. Okay. So what's happening for the majority of you guys out there, you're in what I call Theater Number One. Okay? So what Theater Number One is that all day, every day, you are actually in your mind sitting in this theater watching your past. And as you watch this past, it's a past of poor me. I'm not good enough. Oh, I'm too short. I don't have enough money. I don't have nice clothes. I don't have a nice car. Why would she talk to me? I'm too short. My apartment's raggedy. I got to take a bus. I live with my mom or whatever you want to name. So what's happening is you're in the same theater all day, every day, saying to yourself that you're not good enough, right? Okay. But what I'm trying to say to you, young man, is this. Even though there's Theater Number One, what I'm trying to get you to see is the world in a whole different set of eyes, where I tell you, you get to choose the time. You get to buy the tickets. You get to pick what theater you go into. And you get to choose where you sit. So you don't have to, even though Theater One is in your mind saying that you're not good and you're too this and too that, even though it's there, it doesn't mean you got to go inside there and make that your truth. You see what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah, it's kind of like a filter type thing, like you're saying, right?
It's kind of like a who? Yeah, you're sounding muffled. I can't really hear. It's kind of like a filter.
Yeah, my phone's a little messed up, but you're saying it's kind of like a filter, like you see things.
Well, yeah, wait, no, it's not really a filter. No, you've created that. You've created that you're not good enough, but it's okay. But listen, just because you created it doesn't mean you got to go in there and sit in there and keep watching your past or keep hearing that you're not good enough. See, when you become free, you'll start to realize that, yes, it's there. But just because it's there doesn't mean I have to go inside, because I got Theater 2 through infinity to go inside to learn more about myself. Maybe I am short, but so what? Maybe I don't have a nice car. So what? Maybe I'm ugly to the outside world. So what? So why would I go into something that's trying to tear me down and not trying to build me up? Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah, it does.
So, but the power is that. The power is realizing that you've got the choice to move out of that theater. Remember, you buy the tickets. You choose the time. You choose what theater to go into, and you choose where to sit. What am I saying? You've got choice, but you won't have choice in that theater because that theater is running everything that's happening to you right now because you don't feel good enough about yourself. And then when you go into the outside world, you'll reinforce it because when you see a woman, you'll judge yourself. You'll judge the woman. You'll judge other guys. You'll judge what you got to be for that woman. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, so you good, though?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for that.
All right, great call, sir. Let me grab 714, then 857X. 714, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, Steve. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's your question?
So I was hoping to get a little bit of insight in my thought process because I suspect that what I'm doing is I'm making excuses for myself, but the excuses come from what feel like a real place. But I just – it's hard to get it. You know, I want an outside perspective.
As in what? What's going on with you when you're making excuses? Give me a scenario. What's going on?
So essentially, like, you know, it's the old excuses are like, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't make enough money. I don't have this, that. And so I recognize those as excuses, and while I still struggle with those, you know, limiting beliefs, I at least understand that, like, no, I can get women, and, like, I do have opportunities, right? But what happens is any opportunity I have – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, real quick. I want you to get women. Get that out of your – okay. When you have that thought – that's part of a thing that's going to hold you back because it's an extra pressure on you to get women. Okay, I don't want you – this is going to be weird. I don't want you to get women. I want you to just position yourself where a woman sees value in you to go after you. I don't want you to think – see, I don't want you to, in your head, get women because you're adding – does that make any sense? You're adding an extra bit of pressure on yourself because if you don't get a woman, you're going to feel like a failure. Does that make any sense? Okay, when you see a woman, you start to tell yourself things, or what happens when you see a woman, or what happens at that point of seeing a woman, sir?
So let's say I see a woman that I find attractive,
okay.
And let's say I find her attractive enough that I would like think like, oh, that's the type of girl I would want to actually talk to.
Yes.
I think to myself, man, I don't have my own place right now. I don't have my own place. I can't bring her back to my place, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, wait. Okay. So right now, okay, wait a sec. So here's the first problem. You're going into multiplication and division, and you're not going 1 to 10 yet. You're already looking into a future that hasn't happened yet. You haven't even talked to her yet to even see if she's worth your time to even go to your crib. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you got to do is take a step back. You got to learn your bid. See, the problem with all these guys, they want you to approach women. I don't want you to approach some women. Never, if you're listening to me, never approach a woman. I'm going to tell you why. When you approach a woman, you're going to throw shit up against the wall based on the woman. If you see a blonde, you're going to talk to her in a blonde language. If you see a brunette, you're going to talk to the brunette in a brunette language. You see what I'm saying? When you approach them, you're going to approach them based off of what you think you need to say to them. And that's why all that approach shit doesn't work. But see, when you learn your bid, young man, right? When you learn your bid, that means if she's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, Nova Scotia, Wales, if she's from the East Coast, West Coast, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn, or the nebula of whatever the fuck it is, right? You're going to speak to all of them the same. Why? Because you're one with yourself. When you're approaching, you're pulling in two opposite directions. Because on one hand, you want to do this, but on the other hand, you feel like you've got to do something else, and it confuses you. Does that make any sense so far, sir?
Yeah, yeah. Especially saying be natural and don't necessarily cater your...
No. That's the pressure point. No, don't be natural. No, don't be natural. Because you're telling yourself, okay, you're telling yourself to be, okay, let me ask you a question. Are you being natural when you pick up a remote control?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do
you have to say, I gotta be natural to go over here and pick up this remote control? Or do you just say, I need to watch TV? Let me grab this motherfucking remote control and turn the TV on.
Yeah, I just grab it.
Right. Two totally different trains of thoughts there. See, I don't want you to be natural because you don't know what natural is yet. What I want you to do is do what you ascribed for yourself to do whenever you're talking to a woman. And that's putting in your bid. Your bid is like your resume to a woman. This is who I am. This is why I came over here. This is what I like to do. It's deeper than that, but I'm just saying that in kind of like in that order right there. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you put your bid in, it the women don't matter. The bid will always stay the same. Now let me ask you a question. Do you have your sound check places that you go to?
No, I'm very new to this.
Okay, I got you. So let me explain to you, okay? So I always teach my guys, you always take women to three places, okay? All right? Number one, you take her to what I call Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, okay? And what Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks is me getting a loaf of bread and her and I go feed the ducks. That's all we're going to do. And so I need that place, okay? That's Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Gentlemen, as it gets warmer out there, spring comes, you want a place, you want your own Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks where there are ducks to feed, okay? That's one place. Now, if we're going for coffee or ice cream or tea, we're going to go to a place where I always call the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air. Now, what I mean by that is this. I'm looking for mom and pop places, and I'm explaining that. Every place you got to find, you got to find these places, an ice cream place, a coffee and tea place, okay? And then you've got to find, because it's cold, a cocoa place and a wine place that has music, okay? And the reason I want you to do that is because every woman you meet from this point on, those are your options that she has. Because you're going to meet so many women, I want to make it economical for you. That's why I'm telling you about these places. I want it, because if you're doing what I'm showing you, you're going to run into so many women. I don't want you to take her to Chez Francois and shell out $50 minute dinners and shit. No. 99-cent loaf of bread. $5 coffee? What, coffee's like $5-$7. Ice cream, $4. A glass of wine, that's okay. Some cocoa. That's it. Because, see, it's not about feeding her. It's seeing if the two of you are compatible. And the problem with a lot of guys, they think feeding a woman is going to mean that she wants to sleep with them. No, it doesn't work that way. So you need to find your spots, right? So I'll give you a quick – I got to the calls, but I'll give you a quick example. Quick example is a sound check. When I walk into a wine place, because I don't drink, but when I go to a wine place, I got to make sure it has an intimate area. I've got to make sure they have a live jazz band, and I've got to make sure they have a cheese board to go with the wine. And they have to have those three elements. Why? Because when I set up my date, I'm going to use those elements to not just say, hey, let's go out on a date like the average surface dweller does. I want to paint that picture. I know this beautiful, intimate place that has this jazz. You know, I always tell the guys in the chat room, this beautiful place called, let me just grab someone's name, called FLA. FLA's is a great place that has a great jazz band. It's got great wine, and it's got it's a very intimate place. And the thing that I love about this intimate place so much is that the band called American Teacher Tutor, have you heard about this band? oh my God, baby girl, this band plays a song called "I'm gonna take my dick out my mouth." I mean, my mouth. I'm gonna take the dick out my pants and spit you in your face. You know what I mean? So what I want you to do, I can't wait to introduce you to the leader of the band by the name of Silk. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm already setting that up. So when we get to the place, because I go there all the time, I have my own waiter who knows exactly what I eat or drink. And as I walk her in there, because I go there all the time, I can introduce her to the band. And when the waiter comes, I can introduce her to the waiter. You see what I'm saying? It's not just walking and talking to her. It's creating memories and moments that you know if she's lucky enough, Rady, to be worth your curiosity or worth your attention, she gets a little bit of your time. You see what I'm saying, young man?
Yeah.
Okay? So I got to grab these other calls and stuff, but if you got any other questions, please call back and I got you covered, okay, big dog?
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And stay up, man. You're going to get it. You're going to be all right, man. We'll straighten you out. 857-704. 857. What's your question, brother? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, man. Just, you know, asking you a couple questions. You think like a gym is a spot that you, you know, might holler the chick?
No, I don't. Okay. I want anybody that's following me. I want you to go to the gym because you want to work out. If you're going to the gym to meet women, then you have defeated the purpose and you have failed as a man. Go to the gym to work out. Right. But I'm saying, well, then if you go to the gym to work out, if a woman should happen to be there and you want to talk to her, do it. But don't go to the gym for women.
Well, I don't. It's just that sometimes, though, like, you know, a chick, you know, is next to you, you know, I'm just asking, like, if you think it's okay to holler at the gym, you know.
Well, I'm
not going to.
Right, but she's not there.
Not, like, stopping my workout or anything.
All right, okay, brother. It's one thing if you say hi and she starts a conversation with you. That's one thing.
Right.
But if you say hi and she says hi back and she turns her head and she's just back on the trail, you leave her the fuck alone. She doesn't want to talk to you. She's courteous enough to say hi to you, but it's one thing if she says hi and then kind of stops what she's doing to then talk to you a little bit. That's one thing. But a lot of these women they go to the gym to get away from those thirsty motherfuckers. They don't really want to talk to guys in the gym.
No, that's true. But, you're right.
Right. They just want to work out. So I'm saying is that if you go to the same gym enough, a hi can be later on, hey, how you doing? I'm Steve. And then introduce yourself. Okay, how you doing? All right, it's nice meeting you. Then later on, hey, Gloria, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, and then you see what I'm saying? It could be a gradual process, but don't go in there saying, I need to get this gym membership so I can get some ass. And then y'all doing all that yoga and shit, and y'all riding the bike and dancing and all that shit. Man, look at all this ass. Oh, my God, I'm going to tear this pussy up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Man, don't do that shit, bro, okay? Don't do that.
No, I feel you. You're right, but your game, man. I just want to, you know, give you flowers, man. You're one of the realest. Like, your shit works. You know, when I go to the store or whatever, if a girl is, you know, next to me, I talk. It works, man. You know, I've been.
Oh, hey, but wait a second. Hey, guess what? Wait. Time out. I ain't the shit. No, I take that. I'm not the shit. You're the shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're one of the realists out here, man.
I know, but no. Wait. You're one of the realists because you believe in your fucking self. So fuck me.
But,
about you. I appreciate what you're saying.
I still appreciate the way you break it down because you make it easy for people to understand.
Right, it is easy. But what I'm saying is, dog, keep finding the real parts of you. I appreciate you, but keep going. Don't stop. Keep going, man. Okay, because you are tapping into a you that the more you tap into that you, you're gonna be unstoppable, brother. I promise. Your eyes are gonna start to glow. One day you're going to call this show and say, Steve, you motherfucker. I say, what did I do, motherfucker? You didn't tell me. And once I get all this shit, I just want to be alone. I don't want all these women. I can't. I wake up every morning with three messages. They're sending me text messages, voice messages. They want to see me, and I just want to breathe, Steve. It's all your fucking fault. So you'll be cussing me out pretty soon. But I'm just saying that. Just keep going, okay, young man?
All right, man. Okay? Thank you, man. I appreciate everything, man.
I appreciate you, too. Peace. Thank you. Respect, brother. Thank you. 704, you're up, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Unc? How you doing tonight?
I'm living in your world, sir. What's going on?
Yes, sir. So quick question, Unc. I've heard you say before that the game's not for everybody, that the ride's not for everybody.
Yes.
How do you know if you're just not built for that?
Okay. A person that's not built for the game is a person that challenges their mentor, or they think that what they're saying, okay, think about this. All right, wait, I'm repeating. Can you load? You got me repeating. Sorry. Okay, here's the thing. When you think you know it all and you can't take harsh criticism, you're not ready for this. When you want to do things your way versus the way that you're being taught, you don't want to be this way. So it's a lot of ego and self-importance with a lot of guys. A lot of guys don't want to be taught by other men how to be men, right? They find like they think they're a man. So you can't tell me because I know what I'm doing. I know I'm a man and I know how to get women. But Steve, can I ask a question? When I see a woman, what do I do? You see what I'm saying? So it's not for everybody. It's for those that humble themselves, those that are ready to learn and take the information and put it in action and then come back and learn more. That's a teachable person.
Yes, sir. I understand that. That perfectly answers my question. I appreciate that, Unc.
Okay. Oh, respect to you, man. Okay, if you got any questions, just let me know. Okay, big dog?
Yes, sir. Have a good night, Unc. Appreciate you.
You too, man. Appreciate you, too. Thank you. Go back in there. We got you back in there. Let me check some of the questions that we have. Let me see. I see a few questions. I mean, I probably missed a ton of questions and stuff. Let me see. Let me grab a few. I just wanted to go to our Victor real quick. To answer your question about your bid, we had to do a 30-minute session because I gotta see where you're at. Okay, this is what. Okay, I've talked about the bid several times, but in order to give you a bid for yourself, I've got to talk to you to see where you're at based off of the layers of bad information that you have been listening to. So we got to figure that if you could cut through all that stuff to get to your core. So it's a process, but the same thing for JJ. It's the same thing. I guess I can knock out two birds with one stone with that question right there. Let me see if there are any more questions, guys. Please put a queue. Please put a queue, and we will definitely answer any of your questions. Okay. All right. So. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm just checking everything. Okay, guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Got y'all covered. Soak up the game. We're chopping it up right now. Guys got a show tomorrow. Make sure y'all check out the show as well tomorrow. But what we're talking about today is what's happening to so many of you young men, and so many of you young men out here don't understand the power that you actually have. You have so much power in who you are. But this is why I always tell you guys, and I got to do some on the Prince list tomorrow. I'll probably do some on the Prince list tomorrow, but you as a man have to surround yourself with the right people. And I don't mean the people above the surface. See, y'all got it wrong. I don't mean your boy that you know for all your life or some other dude or something like that. I don't mean those people. I'm talking about surrounding yourself with the right people here that have one thought, one mind, and one way. And that is your way. You see, when you're paddling against your other self, you're not really one with yourself. because there is no trust in the other. The reason why half of you are paddling to the right and half of you guys are paddling to the left is because there's no trust in self. There's no trust in oneself. And when there's no trust in oneself, that means you're all over the place. You have got, guys, I always tell you guys all the time, if you get a chance, please watch Billions. Either House of Cards on House of Cards season 1 to season 5, not with the chick president, season 1 to season 5, or watch Billions. Because you will have an understanding of what it's like when you've got to rub somebody else's elbow to get what you want. And you don't understand the movements that's going in your mind right now. This is why a lot of you guys draw blanks when it comes to women, because you don't have your house in order. You don't have your house in order. When your house is in order, she's going to follow you. When you have your house in order, she'll listen to you. Because when your house is in order, you will be able to not only lead yourself, but you'll be able to lead her. And she'll recognize that by how you talk to her. You're not going to talk to her and say, hey, baby, let's go to the hotel so we can smash. You ain't going to talk to her that way because it shows a lack of experience. When you are one with yourself, you're saying to yourself, is she worth, and part of you, again, like I've always showed you guys, like one of the guys that I kind of brought up to you guys is your detective. Not just as important as scribe, your detective. It's the guy that wants to, is she worth, dude, we got to, dude, before we give her the royal dick, we got to make sure that she's worth our attention. Our time, what is she bringing and offering us? And I got to go deeper before we do any of that. And most of y'all don't even do that because there's no oneness with yourself. You see the makeup and all the lies and you fall in love with it. You fall in lust with it. And it's not a knock on you guys out there. It's just, you know, it happens and it's a bad thing, unfortunately, but it happens. But the thing that I'm trying to get you young men to understand is that when you are one with yourself, you can talk to a woman. And I won't say turn her on because it doesn't work that way. But you will begin going down a path to having her think more about you than the average guy, okay? Let me see here. When a woman gives so much information about her future plans of herself, childhood, and all this other stuff, after a conversation, have my head was spinning. No. Okay. Sleepy, I just ask the question again. If I missed the question, just post it again, Sleepy. I'm sorry I missed it. It didn't pop up, but just do it. I'll grab it right now. But what I'm saying to you, Richie, is this. Listen, I have no problems with her talking about these plans, but it doesn't mean that I am going to be a part of those plans. Women are allowed to say what they want to say, okay? They're allowed to say what they want to say. But here's the problem, Richie, okay? The problem is you're allowing her to dictate and move the conversation where she wants to take it. If she's talking about her childhood, just right there, I'm giving you an example, Richie. She's talking about her childhood. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to play with Barbie dolls, and I loved this in that childhood. And you know what? You know what? When I was a child, you know, let me tell you about my childhood. You know, when I was a child, man, I always loved Saturday mornings eating a big bowl of cereal or digging my dirty hands in the bottom of the box just to get a prize. But the most important thing I love about my childhood was that I always experienced life. I love to go out, and I always had a sense of adventure, a sense of curiosity. I had a wild and vivid imagination that also carried me today, and this is why you and I are here right now, because when I saw you, like I said before, you got my curiosity, And now what I want to do is I want to look behind the curtain. I want to look behind the smile. I want to look behind the eyes, and I want to see things in you and know things about you that you don't tell anybody. I want to know things about you, but I know I can't get those things right now because maybe those are too personal, but that's where I want to go. But look, Richie, listen, I just swung just childhood. So the way I'm swinging this shit, we ain't going to talk about parents. We ain't going to talk about kids and where she's heading because I'm in control of the conversation, all right? I'm in control of the conversation. No, no, stop. No, stop. Wait, yo. No, no, no. Don't talk about future plans. You're not paying attention, brother. If you talk about future plans with a woman that's talking about future plans, you're following her fucking lead. So please shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. Richie, don't listen to that stupid shit. Richie, don't allow these women to lead your ass, okay? Don't do that shit. Sleepy, I got you. What'd you say? I heard you say put in your bid with women and stop approaching. Can you help me overstand and understand the concept of putting your bid in? Well, yeah, it's Sleepy, it's pretty simple. Let me see if I can wrap this up, this question real quick. Putting in your bid is letting the woman know, ready? Truth, 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 truth. That's all it is. Okay, this is what I want to let you know, and this is where a lot of y'all guys fuck up. They already know you want to fuck, okay? So if they already know you want to fuck, do you really have to tell them about fucking if you already know you want to? But what she doesn't know is the truth, who you are, why you came over, and what it is you want to do. Now, again, I got to get deeper. We have to sit down again. It's just too much into the bid to break. I don't want to lose time on the show to break all that down. But get a session, and we'll sit and create a bid with you. And I'm going to show you exactly what to say that will fit you. And this is why you can do this, because putting in your bid is not the game. The game doesn't start when you put in your bid. Putting in your bid is just your bid. The game starts when you start to communicate with her the first time outside of your bid, and that's when you're on your motherfucking own, okay? So I hope I was able to help you a little bit, but I got to get into other things, okay? Get to other things, okay? So, but you guys, if y'all have a question, put a Q in there. I got you covered. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. We got you covered. But what I'm saying to a lot of you young men out here is that y'all are going in two different directions. Two different directions. Why? How can a woman follow a man that's going in two different directions and standing still? He doesn't know himself. He doesn't know what he wants. And gentlemen, if all you want is pussy, you have failed. I'm glad you want to smash women. Yummy. But if all you want to do is smash, the reason why you're not smashing is because all you want to do is fuck, which tells her you don't have any experience with women. A woman is not going to sleep with a thirsty motherfucker. You want to know why? Several reasons. Number one, bad in bed. Don't know how to kiss. Don't know how to fuck. Don't know how to talk dirty to her. Don't know how to do anything but Netflix and fucking chill. Second reason is, what did she get out of it? Except what? 2-3 minutes of a pump and then you nutting and falling asleep? She doesn't get anything out of that. Third problem is, then all of a sudden, you're going to be in fucking love and banging down her door with a mariachi band late at night, professing your love to her. I love you. I never. Come on, play the music. Play the music. I love you, señorita. Please. Man, look, this is what I keep telling y'all, man. This is why you got to learn you. not just you and how you move throughout the day. I'm talking about the you. Where's the part of you that can make her smile? Where's the part of you that can make her laugh, make her blush, make her think? Where's the part of you to make her wonder who you are as a man? That's the part of you. Where's that other part of you? Let me see if I can find it. Where's that part of you? Let me turn this off. Where is that part of you when you meet a beautiful woman like this? Where's that part of you when she messages you and tells you, I think you're out of my league? Where is that you at? And if you don't have that you, we got to get you to find that you. See, you don't have to manipulate them. You don't. You don't. When she begins to lose time talking to you, when she and all those insecurities go away and all those judgments that all those other guys have of her go away, she's going to start looking to you, and that's not even a game. That's just who the fuck you are. You should be able to take away her insecurities. You should be able to make her feel sexy without calling her sexy. You should be able to talk to her that so in a way where she can't wait for not only your text message, but to hear your voice message, because we're the only ones to tell you about the voice message, the land, sea, and air. They're not even ready for that, gentlemen. They're not ready for that part of the game. Land, sea, air. Think about what I'm saying. The average woman out there with the surface-dwelling male is getting a boring ass, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? Hi, what's up? Boring, man, boring. See, this is why we give you guys an advantage. I'm giving you an advantage. No one's giving you this kind of advantage because I'm saying that you can communicate with her just off the communication. You change the game up. I don't care if she's online or offline. If she's online, what do I keep telling you? Bring her to the safe haven. What's that? Don't try to force her to your house. Don't try to listen. Remember, guys, and all you guys, crayon moment. Please understand this, because they don't tell you this. When you place a judgment on a woman by saying, let's go to my house, when you first meet her, you're telling a woman who values herself, you're telling her that she's a slut and a whore. You don't even realize you're doing it. Then you wonder why she ain't even fucking with you. You talk to a woman because she smiles at you, she wants to fuck you. Not true. She laughs at any of your jokes. She wants to fuck you. Not true. She likes you or follow you. Doesn't mean she wants to sleep with you. It's just that you said something that was interesting. Doesn't mean she wants to sleep with you. Y'all guys, porn is not life. I don't know why. I don't know. Some of these guys out there, I've told you that. 818, let me bring you in real quick. I'll finish. 818, what's up? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, my man?
What's going on? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
So listen. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to what you're saying. Dope advice. Now, my thing is this. What if you have an existing situation where you have somebody you've been with for, you know what I'm saying, some years, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
Things have like, okay, boom, things have went kind of on the mundane side, you know, went through some issues, infidelity here and there, but now you're trying to build it back up. But you're doing something
it
like me.
It's a waste of my time. I wouldn't build it up. It's a waste of my time. Why would I be with someone who is infidel, someone that's disrespecting my last? Wait, are you talking about a relationship or a marriage? What are we talking? Relationship or marriage?
We're talking about a relationship.
Oh, man, that bitch would have been gone. Excuse my language, late. I'm sorry. Hold on, caller.
Hold on one second.
Let me just say that, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that, but I meant that. The bitch would have been gone. Wait, what are you trying to say?
No. You're missing it. The infidelity was on my part.
Okay.
Not her.
She should have left you. She should have left you.
No. She probably should have. I agree. You know what I'm saying? Right. But she's like, yo, check this out. I see the quality. I see the potential, this, that, and the other. So we went to counseling, boom, 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 did all of that. Things are working itself back up. Now, for me, you know what I'm saying? She knows she can get any dude she wants. I can get any bitch I want. That's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you start to see certain values or whatever, it's like, okay, cool. Not that I'm playing the guilty guy or any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, cool, let's give it a shot. So me, I'm at that space where now it's like, because I've always been the spontaneous dude doing some off-the-wall shit, just like, and while you're talking, I'm listening, I'm like, dude, that was me from the get.
How long have you been with her, sir, for?
10 years.
Please tell me you don't have any kids. You have any kids, do you? Please say no.
No.
Good.
No.
Please don't have unprotected. Please wrap up. Please don't have any unprotected sex with her. Please do not. Have unprotected sex with her. Do not get this woman pregnant.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
But you're still fucking her raw, though, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, then. Then please wrap up. Why are you with this woman for 10 years? Why?
What do you mean?
What is so special about her? You've been with her 10 years for her. What's so special about her?
What's special about her? I mean, we got some good shit. We got some good shit. We done built some good shit. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, either
but
one
why
of us,
you,
you know
what I'm saying? Why are you with her? I don't understand. What I don't understand is, why are you playing house? Why are you wasting your life away with someone you don't want to make your wife? Leave, cut her off. Let her find a guy to marry or something.
Listen. We both have a mutual understanding. As far as conventional marriage, that's not something that either one of us are into. You know what I'm saying? Now, by the state of California, we are considered common law marriage.
Okay. Well, what is your question though? What's your question?
So my whole thing is, as far as what you're saying, can that same situation that you're talking about apply to an existing relationship?
This applies to every woman, if it's a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, unicorn, elf, or smurf, blue, green, red, or black. It's a man. It's being a man, dog. It's not about applying to whatever woman it is, because we're air, sand, and water. We lead shit. I don't care what she is. She just got to follow. So it doesn't matter if we're married or not married, or she's on Mars and I'm on Jupiter. She's got to follow me. She's got to follow my lead. She's got to realize she's a representation of my name. Even if she's a booty call, a one-night stand, or she's on my roster, if she wants to be around me, she better handle herself as if I'm around. And she's going to know that, because she's going to lose the best thing she ever had, which is me. So, works with everything. Works with everything, big
guy. I just want to make sure that I'm on the right track. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Look, a man, when I say man, it works with all things. I don't care if y'all pimping. I don't care if y'all send notes in bottles of glass and you throw that shit in the ocean and catch that, or a dove on a note on a dove. It's going to be the man's way. I give no fuck. It's going to be my way. Hey, rule one, my way. Rule number two, see rule number one. And if you don't like it, listen. And if she doesn't like it and she has a problem with it, there's the door. Like the chicken chase, next one up. Because the thing about the game that a lot of people don't know is that every morning when you really have game and they know you a bad motherfucker, they're saying, oh, thank you, God. Today's the day he's not replacing me. Today's the day he hasn't found somebody else to replace me. So what do I have to do to please him? Because if the king ain't pleased, then the king is going to find someone else to please him. And I'm sorry, it's just that way. I'm saying that every man has one foot out the door. And if you want, you can yell all you want, I'm gone. You can disrespect me all you want, I'm gone. Hey, you got to do a lot to keep me around, because There is no disrespect. Listen, let me talk. Wait. Watch this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If you raise your voice higher than B, C, D, E, F, G, you're going, I'm serious. There is no yell. There is no power yet. No, when I say sunshine and motherfucking rainbows, my brother, I'm talking about when I go out my door as a man, right. In my mind, I got little rabbits coming up to my feet like Cinderella. Birds are on my motherfucking shoulder. Deer coming up to me. Life is great because I'm a man. Right. I don't live to have to explain why you should do something. You just need to know that I got you covered. You need to know absolutely. When it comes to making your toes curl, I get that pussy fiery hot all the time. You know I got you in all bases. So all I need you to do is submit, serve, know your place at the table, and just be quiet. That's all. As long as you do that way, we're good. If you got a problem, tell me. We can talk about it. That's it. We can talk about it.
Okay,
but
we on the right track. We on the same page, man. I guess it's like when you trying to put that other next level spice into the situation to take it to like, oh shit, and kind of like, you know what I'm saying, throw her off course a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not throwing. I'm not throwing off course because what you see is what you get. Listen. When you go to the job, does the job say, hey, do whatever the fuck you want, and then we'll talk to you about what your job is? No, fuck no. If you want my time, my respect, and my dick last, then you must show me why you're worth those things. Because just because you bring your ass and titties to the table, that's not good enough for a man like me. Because she'll do it. So what are you bringing?
So in other words, make her work a little more.
Well, no, she got to work a lot more. Little fuck. No. Ain't no little more. A lot more. Listen. I'm saying, and I know this sounds crazy. After we get done fucking, I give her a nice full body massage, guys. That's after play. And I'm in that shower. The bed better be folded. I better smell the crackle of bacon in the kitchen. I better go in that kitchen. There ain't no dishes in the dishwasher. Hey, the clothes are folded. Y'all think I'm serious. I think I'm joking. She better be on her A game. Because if she ain't on her A game, we got to bring your playbook in. We got to talk. We got to go and trade you off to my boy so I get some supplement aroused because you're wasting my time.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm not being mean. I'm not being mean to her dick. She's well handled, but she must know that she can be replaced at any time if she's not on her A game. I don't want B game. Shit, I don't want no B game. Shit, I want A game. So, hey, caller, if she can't cook, then baby, baby, we going somewhere. Oh my God, where are you taking me? To France? The Philippines? Hawaii? Jamaica? Nope. Where are we going? We're going on a field trip. Ooh, Hercules. Where are we going? Just meet me at the grocery store called the Dangerous Russ. Meet me at the grocery store. And here's your basket. We're going to go on a field trip, and I'm going to teach you how to cook for me. Because if you can't cook a meal, what use do I have of you? So I'm going to show you how to cook a meal. We'll get two of everything.
That's funny because I've done that.
Right, but what I'm saying is we go to the grocery store and we get two of everything. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook up something for you. It's how you scramble egg. Take notes now because I want you to do this shit. Add a little bit of milk here. Here's a little zest of this and do a little bit of that. Add a little bit of paprika and a little bit of cinnamon. Okay. Fix it all up. Hey, baby, taste this. Taste that. That shit is good, ain't it? All right, now you go fix that shit. No. Keep scrambling. Not the push milk. No. Almost. Okay. All right, it's okay. No. You burn it. Turn the fire now. It's okay.
Right.
Baby, you see what I'm saying? I'm going to train you.
Right.
I'm going to train you how to be with me. And if you can fight me all you want. I'm not that woman, and I've got pride, and you can't tell me. Hello, Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. Okay? So I'm just saying that that's what men bring to the table. Because look. She'll never, hey, the way I'm going to fuck her, the way I'm going to do nasty shit with her, oh, man, when she gets the drug of me, oh, man, let her go cold turkey. Let her take a hit of my cocaine and try to go cold turkey. It'll be straight snowfall up in this motherfucker. She's going to be right on back. You see what I'm saying, right, man? All right, Tyler, right. I got you on the Texan set. But, yeah, I got other questions to call, but dog, you good?
Oh, yeah, do your thing. Thank you, man.
Nate, respect you. All right, 309 and 609. 309, what's up, 309? What you got, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm living in your world. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm good. This is Tiago. So I got two quick questions for you, my brother.
Sure.
I'm still like kind of new to the game, so there's some questions that I gotta get cleared out. So
sure,
I was listening to your epic show on Sunday. By the way, congrats on that one. That one was crazy.
I appreciate that. You
had talked about fear.
Yes.
And you mentioned that when that motherfucker fear comes along, we're not supposed to fight him head on, right? If I'm not mistaken,
right.
Correct me if I'm mistaken.
No,
you said we don't fight him head on. Can you go a little bit more in depth on that,
how do you conquer or defeat
fear?
I don't want you to conquer him. All right. What do you have in front of you right now?
A remote.
Okay. Put the remote down in front of you.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as I tell you you can't pick the remote up, I want you to pick that remote up. Okay, ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wait, what should I say? Don't pick the remote up because you're not going to win. Don't pick the remote up because you're not good enough. Don't pick the remote up because you're a loser. Don't pick the remote up because you don't know what you're doing. Did you pick the remote up?
Yeah, it's in my hand. I'm throwing it up and down.
Hey, now it's in your hand. You're probably tossing that bitch up in the air, catching it and shit. Okay. You see, young man. Fear can say whatever it wants to say. That's its right because you gave it that right. But it doesn't mean that you have to make it your truth. When I told you not to pick up that robot control because you're not good enough, you picked it up. You want to know why? Because your thoughts would line up with your behaviors. You said, I'm going to do it because I want to pick up the remote control. But see, here's what the average guy does. Don't pick up the remote control, blah, 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 right? And they're like, well, maybe I shouldn't pick up the remote control. Maybe if I pick up the remote control, I'm not going to win. You know, last time in May, back in 1876, when I talked to Isabella and she turned me down, maybe I don't want to pick the remote control up. You know, he said, you see what I'm saying? Don't let fear dictate how you move. So what I'm saying is that's why you don't fight it. You don't face it or fight it. Say whatever the fuck he wants to say. And you keep
just
doing
ignore it.
Well, yeah, just like you all, just like again. Let's try it again. Ready? Hey, you're short and ugly, so don't pick up the remote control. You have a little apartment, so don't pick up the remote control. You got a little whack-ass vehicle, and she's going to laugh at you. Don't pick up the remote control. You seen that? The motherfucker's going to say whatever it wants to say to control. But when you believe in yourself enough, you're going to pick up the remote control. You're not going to think about the end result. You're only going to do the now. I want to watch TV, so I'm going to grab the remote control, and I'm going to press play and watch whatever the fuck I want to watch. Does that make any sense?
All right, so I got a question about that. So
sure.
Could things that fear be saying, are they all a lie, or can there be truth mixed with the lie?
It's only a truth when you agree to the truth. If fear is saying that you're ugly and you're like, yeah, I'm ugly, then you've just agreed. It's not complicated, man. We just sometimes complicate things you don't need to complicate.
Listen.
If it's negative about you, it's not necessarily true. Okay, just because you don't have, okay, you don't know what to do with a woman. Okay, let's say you see a woman, and he's like, you don't know what to do with a woman, right? That's kind of like a half-truth, which is not really a whole truth, but it's half-truth right now, but you can always get experience. You can always become experienced. So he's not even going to give you a whole truth right there. You're not good with women.
Got it.
What is the formula if you're not good with women? That's when you begin to scribe everything you're supposed to do. So if he says you're not good with women, you've got your scribe right here, your notes on how to be good with women. And all you got to do, C-Spot Run, is pick up that remote by reading what you told yourself to do and just do it. The hardest thing to do is pick up the remote control. Hey, listen, the only reason it's easy right now to pick up the remote control, because it ain't attached to a woman's name. It's not a woman. You see, if it's a remote control, a pair of car keys, or a wallet, you'll grab that shit easily, right? But if it's a woman, for some odd reason, because here's your problem, you worship women. You don't worship the remote control. That's why you can easily grab it when you want to grab it and watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it, because you're not putting any power into the remote control. But you're putting power into women. When you worship women more than you, you're going to have a difficult time picking up that remote control, because the worship of the woman is so great, and that's what fear is going to fuck with you with. It knows you don't worship yourself. See, he can't fuck with you when you're on top. But when you're second, oh, man, he can do it all day, every day. Man, look at that, man. She'll never like you. Look at you. You're weak. You're sorry. You're terrible. And the only reason you're going to agree with it is because you're in a second place. You're not first. You got to put yourself first in all things. All things. Just like you did the remote control, the light switch, and your damn... Even if you want to drink something, or you want to listen to something, or whatever you want to do, you can do it. But you must do it. I can't do it for you. You've got to say, I love me enough that I'm going to make me first. And it's the hardest thing to do, because all your life you've been putting yourself second, third, fourth, and fucking fifth. You put women first, then you put your fucking parents second sometimes, and then your brothers and sisters, and then your friends, and then the world, and everything. Everybody, it's all those motherfuckers in your mind are going to judge you. So you have to please each and every one of those things and pick and please you last, because you put yourself last. I'm saying fuck them all, put yourself first, and let them prove worth to you. We'll be talking about that tomorrow's show on what's called the Prince List. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. But what I'm saying is, you don't understand how they should be proving themselves to you. You're not doing it right. You think that they're better than you. Why? Because they put their makeup on a little bit better? You see what I'm saying, caller?
Got it.
Does that make any sense? Okay. So,
yeah,
I got you.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Well, no, no, it's not amazing. No, no, I don't want you to look at this. It's truth. It's not amazing.
It's the truth. It's just, yeah, it's amazing because it's the truth that's inside. It's the inner game.
Yes, yes. Hey, listen.
And I got it.
I want you first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, 1,586,026. I want you to put yourself first in all things. They must prove worth to you. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. We'll be talking about the Prince List tomorrow, guys. But that's some on billions, but I'm explaining that to you guys. But
yeah, so I got just one more thing. I don't want to take much of your time, sure. But I'm not the type of guy that is just over here listening to theory. I'm putting that in practice. So I've been like working on my bid and, you know, putting my bid in with the girls that I find attractive and that I find that maybe they can add some value.
You don't find them attractive. They
nope.
just got you. Oh, listen to me. They have your curiosity.
Okay,
they're not. They have your curiosity. That's all they have. They haven't proven attractive. You're attractive. You're sexy. You're desirable. You're wanted. They've got to prove. It goes back to the princess I'm talking about tomorrow. They've got to prove attractiveness. They've got to prove sexy. They've got to prove being desirable. We just don't handle it. He just don't, hey,
that's like
saying, here's my name, son. Here's a blank check. You go to the bank and fill out whatever number you want. Are you fucking serious? No. No.
Yeah, yo, after you just said that, I'm not even going to finish my question because you already gave me the answer.
Yeah, she, listen, she has your curiosity. It's fine. She's got your curiosity. But she's not attractive.
That's why I'm failing. It's the mindset.
Right, the makeup. You're in love with the makeup, the push-up bra, the weave, the fake eyes, the fake nails. Man, fuck all
that
shit.
Yeah, but that's all fake.
But you're attracted to that. That's why I'm saying let your curiosity, let her be curiosity first. And what is she going to do to get my attention? Right. And what is she going to do to be worth my time? What is she going to do? Not fall in love. We don't fall in fucking love. We fall into a fucking respect. What is she going to do to get my fucking respect? And then what is she worth to get the dick? Dick comes last. She's got to prove and earn worth. See, the thing, let me tell you.
Yeah, she's
got
to be worth my time.
Right. Let me tell you how women do y'all surface dwellers and shit. They do this shit to y'all all the time. I'm not going to give my pussy up to you. Why should I? You got to prove yourself to me. And what y'all motherfuckers doing? Proving yourself day in and day out only to get close to that goddamn ring like Frodo, that piece of pussy, only to fail. And oh, I just want to be friends. And you're such a great guy. Man, fuck all that, man. You got to create your prince. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I want to talk more about that today. But we're going to be discussing the prince list tomorrow, okay? All right?
All right, for sure.
All right, respect to you,
all right,
man.
Let me grab
609 for the long wait. 609, how can I help you, sir? Sorry for the long wait. What's up?
It's cool. What's up, Steve?
Shit, you got it, man. What's up?
I ain't going to lie to you. You had just answered one of my questions. Because what I was going to say was, like, I've been having more successful women than I ever did in my life. Thanks a lot to y'all and the Bad Boy membership, I might add. I've been having way, you know, being bold, being direct and all of that. The only thing that's been fucking me up, the last thing that I needed to master is that, like I would, like, make my bed with a bitch like you say, right? And I would tell her what I really want, make it sexual. I would tell her what the fuck I really want. And then when she says, like she's down to fuck and all that, what I would do is I would find myself thinking about the pussy too much. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like after we done talking for, like, the next 5 minutes, all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to hit that, all the different types of ways I'm going to hit that. And that should be fucking me up sometimes.
Well, okay. I'm going to show you a something magical. What you're thinking is not half bad. It's half bad, but it's not all the way bad, okay? See, here's the problem. You're thinking about ways to smash that motherfucking pussy, right?
Yeah.
But have you ever thought about ways to position yourself so she can think about sucking that dick? Where she will be fan. Listen, and if you're not watching, I just want you to look at this clip that I'm showing all the guys on the thing. But what I'm saying is this is what I want. For all of you, you guys don't think you can have this? You can have what I'm about to read to you. Let me read you. My mind has been racing with thoughts of you kissing me all over, making your way down and teasing me, making me want more and more of you licking my wet pussy while fingering me, making me want more and more, trying to stay on that one spot because you make me feel so good. You can have that. Your problem is you're not creating that. Let me say, okay, you're talking to these women. Do you have wine above your bed?
I don't really drink.
I don't drink either. Do you have wine? I'm just ask you a question. Let me show you. Do you have wine above your bed? And if you and listen, for all you guys don't drink, you can change out the wine for this shit right here. Sparkling Welch cider for all the guys that listen. But do you have wine above your bed? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me ask you this other question. Do you have colored lights in your bathroom? Does your shower lights change from yellow to blue to green to light blue to red to purple?
I don't have any control on that because I still live with my parents, so I couldn't do any of that.
But don't you have your own bathroom, though?
Nah, I don't.
Okay, well, if you don't, okay, we'll scratch that. Okay, well, if you live with your parents, then you're going to have to get to the hotel and all the stuff. So I said,
usually what I do is I be fucking girls in the back of my car, really.
Well, okay, look, you're not in high school no more. You're not in high school no more, young man. You got to up your game to start smashing at their place. They can't make you a French toast meal from the back seat of your car. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Come on, man. You're right.
You're right. Now that I think about it, you're right, though. That is why I have mostly one-night stands. And sometimes the girls wouldn't be hesitant to fucking the car guy. I never thought about it like that.
Well, I just try to get you thinking about things. But I gotta grab this. I got to do this Tyler thing real quick and answer some questions. But do you have any other questions before I continue?
Yeah. My other question was, I've been getting this question a lot lately when girls be asking me and shit, are you fucking other girls? Like, and this would be like off rip when we first start hanging out and shit. So should I tell them yes or should I just say it's none of your business?
No, calm down. I'm going to answer this question in 1 second. Okay, let me tell you my biggest problem I've always had, okay? My biggest problem is when I'm actually single. Okay, so around, let's say November, I used to cut them off around November. I used to cut them off, you know, for as my hibernation. November, December, January, February. Mm-hmm. And then I would do things. So if a woman asks me, am I seeing anybody? And I'm not. They're going to call me a fucking liar. And they're like, are you seeing anybody? I'm not. I'm going to say, you lie. You got, it's so smooth. Nah, why are you lying to me? I'm not seeing anybody, right? So I'm not going to lie. Listen, you're going to know what I am, and I'm going to give you the opportunity. There's millions of times that I've ran into a woman that has said to me, I'm not that kind of girl. I want a one woman man. Okay, you say that to me, right? And all I've done, without messing up the camera, is I put a candle in the window, and I told her, next time you want to laugh, next time you want to blush, next time you want to have a good time, just get back with me, and I'll be happy to we'll move from that point. And the woman who has values and morals will realize there's something a little bit different in what I'm doing versus all the other guys, and she'll come over. And now, listen, here's an important thing. When she comes over to my side of the street, I'm not going to say, ha, ha, I told you, you ain't. I'm not judging her or anything. We're just going to keep it moving. I know she's testing the waters, and I know she knows it's wrong to be with a guy that has other women and all that other stuff, but the way I make her feel, remember, when you're with me, my job is to make you feel like the only woman in the world. My job is to take away your insecurities. So when I do those things, she's more apt to stay on the roster knowing I give her a contract she can't refuse. I tell her all the time, if you want to go out with other guys, go ahead. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to be insecure. I'm not going to be jealous. If you want to go out with someone, hey, I'll even come over and help you pick out the dress. I have no problems. I'm going to give you the offer you cannot refuse. I'm going to give you the best offer. Matter of fact, just allow me to be your dildo. When you want me, you access me. I am here. Listen, And when you access me, I'll make you feel like the only woman in the world. That's what I'll do. But you got the best of both worlds. But you know what happens? And it always happens. They're like, yes, what a sucker. Yes, sucker. I get to have dinner and every boo-hoo-hoo. Then all of a sudden, when she gets my, remember the drug of me, remember? She's not, listen, you don't understand how the drug works. See, the problem is that while we're talking, you're really mentally taking my drug. Because there ain't no motherfucking man out there talking to you the way I'm talking to you. How I'm talking to you. The ways, the things I'm getting you to do when we're not around. So then you start to compare. She starts to compare, and then all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to cut him off. I don't want to be with him no more. Why? Go out with him. I don't want to. No, yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Stay with him. It's okay. No, I don't. I care about you. Fuck. That's when you're like, fuck, man. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, basically what you're saying is, like they cannot like that you're fucking other girls, but if you're giving them everything that they need and that they require, then they're more less likely to give a fuck.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the freshmen, like in August. When them freshmen motherfuckers start rolling in, why do you think they fuck the professors who's already in a marriage and all that shit? Why do they fuck them?
Bro, I was in college freshman year. Believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because the professors are bending their reality on so many levels that they're like, I don't give a fuck what you are. I just want that dick. I just want you to make me feel what I'm feeling because I can't. See, the problem is, I always tell women all the time, ladies, if y'all, my ladies, listen to me. I tell you, this is why you don't want a single guy, a guy that didn't have women, because eventually you're going to find out why he didn't have women. And I hate to say it, you want a man like me, because I know how to treat you better than that motherfucker who ain't got nobody. So then she must make a decision. Does she want to go on a roller coaster ride where she gets to taste the funnel cake of me, the fucking cotton candy of me? She gets to go on the roller coaster rides, the water rides and the swings and all that good shit. A vacation that she's never felt before. Feeling things she's never felt. Matter of fact, even to a point where I'll even make her masturbation audios so when she masturbates, she's just doing it to me. More game. I won't talk about that later. But what I'm saying is, or do you want to be with, let's go Netflix and chill. How you doing today? What do you do for a living? And they hate that shit. They listen. They hate that shit, brother. They cannot sit. Just listen. When they're going to your crib, and they always tell me this, they hate me. They hate me because they love me so much. They hate me because they're trying to wean off the drug, right? But here's the problem.
Yeah.
How can you wean off of something so special? Okay, you watch Power? You watch Power with Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch the last episode?
No, I don't think so. I didn't watch it.
Okay, the last episode, the chick got this new drug, this new synthetic drug, and she just put it on her lips and kissed Tommy. Oh, I got the photo. I took the photo and put that shit on Facebook. Let me show all my guys that's watching right now. Let me show you the photo. Let me show you what happened with Tommy. Tommy took the drug, and Tommy fell back on his car like that because the drug was so potent. The drug was so fucking potent. Tommy said it was the best thing he ever had in his life. And what I'm saying is the reason they're going to hate because – if I can give her the high, right, and she go back to a vape pen guy, or she just vaping, you see what I'm saying? She just sucking his smoke, getting a light buzz,
light.
Right? A light buzz, right?
I ain't gonna lie, though. Yeah, usually what they do is when they ask me, and I'll be like, yeah, usually what they do is they might disappear. Like, I'll hit them up, and then they'll disappear for a week or two, trying to get me to taste, and then they'll come running right back with some bullshit.
No, let them disappear. Listen, the disappearing is trying to gain back a control in which she doesn't have.
Yeah.
Sorry, lady, I got to break the game down. Yeah, she doesn't have. Listen, if she loses control with me and she runs away, it's going to be that much worse because the soothing fear. Okay, she can go away as long as she wants, go as far as she wants, but I'm going to get you on a comeback because every time you meet a guy, I've set a bar and a high expectation. He ain't going to hit that bar. Well, when was your last boyfriend? When was your last boyfriend? Where'd you go to college? What are you looking for? And she like, damn. She like, fuck. So you know what she does? And some women are smart. She'll Frankenstein that shit. She'll get one guy that's good at work. She'll get another guy that's funny. Another guy that's smooth. Another guy that does this. Another guy that does that. So she will Frankenstein a me, but it will never be me.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because they're rare.
Right. And you were rare. All of you listening to me are rare. That's the point. So that's the point I'm trying to tell you. You all are rare. When you start to access the one thing, and that's your fingerprint, which makes you rare, and you learn the language of your print, she's never met you before. So she's going to follow you even when she doesn't want to follow you. When she hates you, she's going to see you. And when she's with somebody else, she'll be thinking about you.
I can't tell you the amount of time a girl has told me, damn, you're too bold. I never seen somebody like you before. That should be cracking me up every time.
Well, what I'm saying is, young man, is that we are in the catbird seat because we can do the one thing that the average surface-dwelling male can't do, and that is take away her insecurity. Guys, I'm telling you, if you can't equal the dress, the purse, the shoes, and the makeup that take away her insecurity, then you ain't shit in her eyes. But when you can take it away, who do you think she looks for comfort in when she's not feeling sexy, when she's in a bad mood, or she's not feeling good? And how do you think she rewards you? And think about this. It's not sex. That comes with everything. She rewards you when you're online and be like, hey, yo, what's up, Victor? Real quick, I'm talking to Victor. Yo, what's up, Vic? Hey, what's good, man? Yo, you see those new LeBron James? Yeah, man, shit, I want to get a pair of them motherfuckers in black. And guess what? Bing, bong, Amazon. Yo, what's this? What's this shit? A box. LeBron James, did you get my present? That's where it works at. See, the reward is not the ass. The reward, see, most guys don't understand. Women save a lot of money. You want to know why? Because they got a lot of bank accounts. They've got bank accounts all over the world. Whenever they want something, they put a frowny face and be like, oh, poo, I wish I could get this $400 purse. And guess
some
what?
Some simple slide up right away.
There you go. Here's the money for a girl. You get that purse, baby. And you know what she does? Hey, guys, peep game. Look at the power of this finger, right? Right. Let me show you the power of the woman's finger. I know the women's like, don't do it. Don't do it. No. Now I'm going to do it. But first, before I do it, gentlemen, let me say this.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
So, caller, like I'm saying, I'm going to show you the magic and the power of her index finger. She has so much power in her index finger. When she asks for that fucking purse, she takes her index finger. Ready? Ready, guys? I'm going to show you the power women do with their index finger. All she does is grab her fucking phone, take her index finger, put it right here, pull down about right there, and just take the photo, and that's all they get. The power of it. I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all know how to tell that secret. That's the power of the index finger. That's all they get is the finger. The, oh, you're so sweet. Let me take a photo of you. Click. And they're like, oh, thank you. Do you see what I'm saying, Big Dog?
Yeah, that, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Run a game. That's how they run a game.
Like one more thing before you go. So like one more thing before we go. So so you say you recommend I start fucking bitches in the, it's better for me to fuck bitches in the hotel room instead of my car, right? Like you recommend that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Remember, the average surface dweller is going to fuck and roll over and fuck and put his clothes on, okay? Right?
Yeah.
But I want the comeback. I want to set the standard. So I don't just do the sex. It's after play. I'll get some lotion, put that motherfucker in the microwave for 10 seconds. Don't put that shit in 20, guys. You'll burn her ass. 10 seconds. Just so it can be warm enough so I can give her a full body massage and whisper that yak in her motherfucking ear. And my work is done. I'm done. And I can just put this on me. I'm done.
Anyway, I just want
to... Hold on. I'm going to tell you why. You got to listen. Because a lot of women feel like shit after they fuck a motherfucker that makes them look like shit. See, a lot of these guys fuck these women, then they treat them like shit, like second-class citizens. They get done fucking these women, and they just like, okay, you can get the fuck on out of here. You can go, fuck you. And you know how degrading they feel? So, peep game.
But wait, hold on, though. Steve, real quick. Like I saw you on a live stream once, and didn't you guys say, because it was you with EO, Lucario, all six of you, like you guys specifically said that once you're done busting that nut, you should be out of your way right then and there. Ain't that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I've never said that. No. So I've been doing this shit for over 30 years. No, that's not me. What I'm saying is...
Okay.
I'm not saying that right, wrong. No, you're good. I'm just saying for me. Just for me. I'm telling you why. If you're fucking a woman that gives you something that's so sacred to her, to you, and after you get it, you make her feel like shit, what do you think she gonna feel like when I get hold of her ass? And not remember, insecure woman feels like shit afterwards, but I make her feel sexy.
By giving her a massage?
It's that simple. You want to know why? Because I'm not doing what the average fucking guy does. Why do you think it's going to... Wait. Why do you think she's going to think twice when she's sick of my shit? When she's sick of being on the roster? When she's sick of all the other girls?
She'll remember that at least you're the guy that doesn't treat her bad when you fuck.
I'm the guy that doesn't judge you. I'm the guy that lets you be who you are. And even when you are what you are, I'm the guy that either elevates it or educates it. But I'm also the guy that shows you, look, you just ain't shit. We're good. I'm gonna make sure. I'm going to be that perfect restaurant to make sure that I get you on the comeback by just taking a moment and rubbing you down from head to toe. The one thing.
How long can you do that? How long can you do that?
As long as I want to fucking do that. It's up to me. It's up to me, but again, let me show you a little bit of game here, because when you know a woman's body, yeah, I mean, you got to kind of as a saying, young man, this is a little bit advanced game for you right here. But when you know a woman's body, brother, you're breaking it down. Every breakdown of her body, even to the foot breakdown, it's over. And listen, a lot of guys say, Steve, that's crazy. But no. I'm just created the drug. She can go as fucking far as she went and be with whoever she wants to be, but guess when? Guess what happens when they get done fucking, and that mother be like, okay, oh, give me a sandwich or something like that. Who the fuck you think
she was? I think the sex is whack, too. Especially
what's that? Oh, yeah, or
too.
The sex is whack. Yes, man. Come on. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Steve. You helped me out. And thank you. Thanks to all of you. You, Lucario, all of y'all. Y'all
yes,
saved
sir.
My fucking life.
Thank all right, respect you. To you, man. Respect to you. All right, let me get to the dogs. Okay, thank you, bro. We'll throw you back in 619. Thank you very much, brother. Lines are down now, guys. I'm sorry, lines are down. Y'all got a question? Put a Q in there. I apologize, guys. Let me, because everybody's supposed to be talking about this shit. Okay, I'm confused. You say you shouldn't tell Lay to come over and fuck because you're judging her as a slut. So why you tell callers to call up a girl and tell her to come over? So, okay, all right, teacher, listen to me. The guys that call up the show, let me load this down. The guys that call up this show, all they want to do is fuck. But they don't have the balls to ask for what they want. So if you notice, they come to us telling us, I want to fuck. They're not students of mine, motherfucker. They say they want to fuck. But they don't know what to do. So if they want to fuck, we say, okay, then, call her right now and tell her what you want. And you know what they do? Just like your little weak ass. Well, I don't know what to say. Then you don't want to fuck. Meaning that most of you guys lie to your goddamn selves. I never, if you pay attention, you dumb motherfucker, I never tell guys. They always call us and tell us what they want to do. They say, I want to smash. I want to get her to my crib. I want to do this and I want to do. Okay, if you want to do that, then ask for what you want. That's the difference. I'm telling them to ask for what they want. They're not students of mine, you dumb motherfucker. Because if they were students of mine, they wouldn't be talking that way, idiot. The fuck is wrong with you? But it's a good question. It's a good question. I got them. It's a good question. I got them, guys. Let me get back to y'all questions and stuff. It's a good question, but God damn. Oh, I'm sorry, Tyler. Let's get to Tyler real quick. The reason, again, if you don't understand, knucklehead, they call us and tell us what they want to do. They just ain't got the balls to ask for what they want. I'm sorry, Tyler. Let me get to Tyler real quick. So, Tyler. It came out okay. I'm so excited to make love to you. Knowing that we'll be naked together really turns me on. What is for dinner? I'm so glad that I can read almost anything. And I'm so wanting to fuck you right now. Be ready for me. I've not felt this way in a long time. And y'all guys out there, don't overstand why we win. Because this woman would never talk that way to an average guy because most of you motherfuckers would judge them. But you know, a man that knows what he's doing, he's going to ride that wave and make her even feel even more sexually than she felt right there. But yeah, but what I'm saying, big dog, is that if you pay attention, Indian guy, whatever the fuck your name is, you'll understand that everybody that calls into the show trying to portray a role like they know what they're doing. They call in the show talking about, I got game, I know what I'm doing, but the problem is I want to smash, but I don't know how to ask for it. Then ask for that shit. That's how they do that shit. Because we tell them to do that shit. But if they were students of the game, they would know they ain't going to get that far with the woman. Because they thirsty. So does that make any sense, teacher, tutor, whatever the fuck your name is? But it's no disrespect. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad he can ask all those questions, but I'm happy to answer. Y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. I got y'all covered. Any question y'all got, I got y'all, man. All right? So, all right, guys, I got to go wrap this up for a second. But guys, we're gonna do the Prince list tomorrow. That's what we're gonna be talking about tomorrow. Okay, Gil, what did you say? Woman Steve, wait, what is she saying? What is the woman saying? Come on, Gil, you said W for woman. So what is she saying to you? What is the woman saying, brother? Tell me what the woman's saying. Tell me what the woman's saying, okay? But listen, when you guys come in here and talk that big, big ball and shit, and you can't tell a woman what you want, then you're the problem. But the problem is if all you want to do is fuck, you've lost, man. You've lost. You got somebody that's sitting on a lot of cake, okay? A lot of cake. You got to put a question on that one. You said, does the nervousness and anxiety I get when approaching girl go away with how much I do it? No. Here's the problem. Your nervousness and your anxiety will never go away because you're approaching. And again, I'm explaining it to you because you missed it. When you approach a woman, it's the worst thing you can do because you've already placed a judgment on that woman saying that this is what I got to say to her to get her to be interested in me, meaning you're going to throw shit up on the wall and hope something sticks. Plus, and that's where you're getting the nervousness and the anxiety because you're worried about the end result of what she's going to say. So what I'm saying to you is learn your bid. Once you learn your bid never changes. The only adjustment you have in your bid when you're online is instead of saying, excuse me, to stop her, you're just talking to her. And let me introduce myself. Then you go into the reason why you came over there and what you're doing, and you just go right into the same thing. Your bid never fucking changes. There's one adjustment when you're online, but you're still on your four, leading her towards what you're trying to do. And let me tell you why, young man. Because a lot of y'all serve as well as don't understand this, okay? Overstand this, young man. When you meet a woman for the first time, let me take this off. When you meet a woman for the first time, big dog, she's asking these questions. Who are you? What do you want? And why you? This is what she wants to know. Who are you? What do you want? And why you? And if you cannot answer these questions from a woman, then you have already failed. You've already failed. All right? That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You've already failed. So I'm trying to get y'all guys to see the game totally different, okay? I know the other man asked a question. Let me get to his question. Joe, surprised but still tempted to take advice. Joe Crumbs, is that? Yeah, Joe, the products, this connects to products, brother. It all connects, big dog. It all connects. It all connects, brother. Let's see here. Well, JJ. No, we're not doing that, JJ. Not here. You don't want to change. Stop lying to yourself. You choose to be what you are. Say it. In order for you to win and in order for you to change, you must stop looking out of the window, goddammit, and start looking in the mirror. The problem with you surface dwellers is that you're always looking at the window. And if you don't believe me, go right now to your window and look out of it. And what you'll see is a light version of you in that fucking mirror in your reflection. But I promise you, who's ever on the other side of that window can see you for what the fuck you are. And that's your problem. You're lying to yourself. You don't want to change, man. Listen, just listen. It's okay to admit you. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Everybody can't be a man. So what you need to do is be honest, okay? All right? You need to be honest. You want to change? You need to be honest. Mm-mm. No, self-talk. Let me show you why that's not right. No. That's not right. He can't communicate to women, my brother, because he doesn't know how to communicate to himself. Self-talk, listen to me. The problem with a lot of these selfish dwellers, let me help you out, brother, is that the reason why they can't talk to women, I know it sounds easy to do, but it's the hardest thing in the world, because they can't communicate to themselves. The first conversation you must have when you're talking to a woman is to yourself, knowing what to say, knowing how to say it, knowing why to say it, knowing how to defend it, knowing how to express it, knowing how to stand by that shit. You can't just walk up to a woman and just randomly say something and you don't know where to lead her after that point. That's where a lot of guys go wrong. They're just talking to women, but they're not leading them anywhere. Anybody can say, hey, how are you? Fuck, I wouldn't say that shit, guys, but, and she says, hi, then what happens? Oh, she said, hi back. What do I say? What do I do? Oh God. Oh, my God. I feel so stupid. Oh, never mind. I'm just going to walk away. That's what I'm saying, my brother, okay? It's a whole different thing. I see what you're saying, but they've got to talk to themselves. Hold on. The woman says, you must know what you like when you're approaching women, for example. You must know what you want, like when you're approaching women, for example. No, wrong, G. I don't approach. Listen, this show, we put our bid in. We do not approach women. I will never approach a woman. I don't even know what the fuck, brother, I don't need to first know the first thing and throwing shit up on the wall. I don't approach. I put my bid in. And I don't ask for her fucking number. Stop asking and begging for numbers. You're allowed to say, call me. The only time you take a woman's number is after you offer her your number first. Are you not a king? Are you not a god? Are you not an emperor? So tell me what kind of a king, god, and emperor is going to grovel at a woman's feet and beg for her fucking number, dog. Don't ask for no motherfucking woman number. Please don't do that. Yeah, guys, come on. A bid is how you put, it's like your resume. It's like your, because your resume never changes unless you lie on your resume. Resume never changes. So what you're saying is, this is who I am. This is why I came over here, and this is what I want. That's just to give you an example of bid. Once you get some coaching, I'll show you how to get your own bid and stuff, okay? I think the problem is a lot of guys, they got caught up in their heads. Well, no, it's not. No. They're not caught up in their head. Well, I guess you could say they're caught up in their heads, but they don't have any self-worth. They don't see themselves worthy enough for the woman to prove herself to him or them or him as it speaks. But I see what you're saying, but that's the problem with a lot of guys, man. Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of guys. Let me see here. Lux asked the question. What do you do if you don't have any direction in life and you don't know what you want in your life? Okay, Lux, L-U-X, look if I got your name. Sir, I will tell you from a young man, me, who didn't know what the fuck he wanted to do. My dad, Ted Williams, Fox News. You can look it up. You can see my personality through my dad, Fox News. Go to Fox News, guys. Look up Ted Williams. You'll see my old man. Now, my dad, in the 11th grade, took me for a drive and asked me what I want to do. Do I want to go to college? Do I want to go to the Army? Because I got to get the fuck out of his house. That's what he told me. I got a choice. Go to college, go to the Army, but you got to get the fuck up out of this house. So, Lux, because I didn't know what I wanted to do, I went to the Army, and what they gave me was, I would tell any guy, I'm not even here to promote the Army. I'm just answering your question. If you don't know what to do, young man, go take your ass, go to the Army. And listen to me, just because you signed for the Army doesn't mean you're going to be on the front lines because you got to take a test. Now, if you take that test, it's going to give you choices of jobs. But the beautiful thing about the Army, I got to travel. Free rent, free food, okay? Free rent, free food, okay? That means I got a square meal 3 times a day, got rent. I got to travel. Okay, I got to travel to where I was in Baumholder, Germany. That's where I met that badass German chick in Frankfurt. Kind of looked like Kelly LeBrock in the 1980s. Not now, but I'm just saying that it gave me a chance to also be in the GI Bill. When you put money in, they'll double it, and you also get to go to college. So what I'm saying, if you don't know what to do, I'm saying I would rather you go to the Army, learn a trade, save your money, get your education, travel, and enjoy your life until you get your life together, and then move forward to that point. But don't be like everybody that goes to McDonald's or Walmart. No knocking if you're working McDonald's or Walmart. But what I'm saying to you guys is when you graduate, young man, you're working towards your motherfucking end. You're working towards your retirement. As soon as you throw that, look, when you throw that fucking head up in the air, and that motherfucker go up, and that motherfucker drop down, you are just starting working on your retirement. You got to have 401, stock, all that. You got to have your shit together. So all I'm saying to you, I'm not saying go in the Army, but just consider it. If you don't know what to do, at least you can do something where you're making money, saving money, going to school, no rent, you don't have no food expenses, and you get to travel the world. So it's just something to think about, okay? That's it, yeah. Yeah, Gandalf, that's the old man. Yeah, don't you see the personality? That's the old man right there. Y'all, shit. Hold on, let me show you. I know some of y'all like, who was Ted with? Let me show you. I don't have a photo of him with me. Damn it, I wish I had a photo to show you, me the old man. But yeah, so, that's the old man, dog. That's the old man. That's the old man. Let's see here. Yeah, it is a lot deeper. Oh, yeah, let me see any other questions we have here. But yeah, so what I'm saying is to you young men out there, and I want to say thank you to 185. I appreciate all you guys. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there that's important to learn game is that we're going to talk about the Prince List tomorrow. And a lot of y'all, if y'all don't watch Billions, because I'm just that's my shit. That's man, because Billions and House of Cards is the same thing that I will be teaching you how to govern yourself, because it's the same thing, and you just don't see it right yet. But I'll show you how to see it. But we got to create the Prince List. And if you guys don't know what the Prince List is, we'll explain that to you tomorrow. But you got to create the Prince List and also a conquering mentality. A conquering mentality, guys. The only way that you're going to grow as men, okay, the only way that you're going to grow as men is start to have a belief in yourself. That's what I'm saying for you guys on. And I hope, listen, what I'm saying for you guys out here, because I believe in you guys. I think you guys have a lot of potential. By no means, I don't want you guys abusing women. Don't hit, punch, or hurt, or harm a woman. And gentlemen, please wrap up. Stop having unprotected sex with these women. If you're not ready to be a father, stop fucking with no rubbers on. Protect your seed, which should be the most important thing of your life. What is swimming in your nuts right now could be the future president. You don't know what the fuck it could be. He could be the next person to cure cancer. You don't know what the fuck you got swimming in your nuts. But don't just give that shit away. Don't just give all that knowledge away to somebody that might take that little poor, that astrophysicist, and that mother be working at Burger King and shit. Man, make sure you choose the right partners, man. Please make sure you guys choose the right partners. But also, if you want to believe something, gentlemen, at the end of the day, like I've always told you, I am the only one to tell you this. When you go to bed at night, please always think about the graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there thought they had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Gentlemen, I want you to live every day like it is your last. That's what's important here on this show, to understand what game is actually about. What is important to me is that all you guys start to see your potential. You got to start seeing your potential. I can't see it for you. But because your perception is blinding how you see the world, you're having trouble maneuvering the world, preferably women. Women are not bad. They're not bad. They don't bite. It's just sometimes it feels like it's really harder than what it is. Sometimes it feels like it really is hard. And it's not. But we have got to establish something in you guys that you have a standard in which you live by, and you allow nobody or no one to walk over who you are. Don't let anybody walk over you. Okay? Be a better man. The more you are to yourself, you don't see it. But gentlemen, this is what I want to say. Okay? This is what I want to say. Hold on, Amir, I got you 1 second, young man. Hold on. This is what I want to say. We got to get you to stop doing this. Stop paddling against yourself. Stop fighting against yourself. Yes, your greatest competitor will always be you, but there has to be a time where the two of you come to an understanding where the boat must move in a direction instead of staying still, trying to fight for supremacy. It doesn't work that way. And that's why a lot of you guys are hurting yourselves, all right? Help this young little man. I'm passing by a girl in the hallway at school. There's nothing to put my bid in. Yeah, hey, young man, I got you, young man. Listen. Your bid, it goes everywhere, okay? If she's at school, just walk over there and talk to her. Let her know why you came over and what you want to do. Now, if you're in school, because you shouldn't be having sex in school, young man, you should be studying. But if you want to take her on a date, let her know you want to get to know her and you want to take her out sometime. But don't talk about sex, young man. You're still in high school, so we got to change it up for you, young man. Just talk to her, okay? But understand this, young man. When you talk to her, do not talk to her to look for an end result. Talk to her to talk to her. Don't worry about what she's going to say. And whatever she says, whether she says yes, no, maybe, is none of your business. Don't let what she says define you. You define yourself by going over there and talking to her. That's the definition of you, not whatever she says. And if she says, no, young man, you're not a loser, so don't kick yourself in the ass. If your friends are laughing at you, it's okay. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that, okay? What I want you to do, my friend, is just realize, like I teach these men, and I will teach you as you get older, that you are not your result, okay? That's what I say to you, young man, but no sex, okay? You go on a date with that girl, but no sex. I can't talk sex with you, young man, but I can talk to you about being a young man and start talking about and going after what you want without worrying about the whole world, because I know high school is a up and down thing for you, young man. So don't worry about it. Some are going to say yes and some are going to say no, but that still doesn't make you less than. And in between you and I, all those little motherfucking friends of yours that's laughing at you, they're not even talking to girls. So don't you feel bad, okay? You just keep discovering yourself and understand that after you get out of high school, it's going to be a whole new world. But the beautiful thing is that you're building for tomorrow, okay? Good luck to you, young man, all right? Good luck to you. I wish the luck for you, man. Good luck with that, man. Good luck, okay? Anyway, my dogs. Okay, so we got last round of questions. Everybody, we're good on questions and all that stuff. Gentlemen, this is the Man Mindset. Guys, we got a show tomorrow. We're going to be doing 8 o'clock East. We're going to be talking about the Prince List. Ooh, I can't wait. And we're going to be talking about the Conquering Mindset. We'll be discussing all that. But, yeah, we got to talk about the Prince List. because everybody can't be on there. But we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about when you start seeing the world this way, you change up the game, because at that point, you're going to force women to have to show you more. They got to be more for you. But remember, a woman can't be more for you until you are more for yourself. So remember that. This is tricky now, because the shit I'm going to show you will work when you about it. But if you ain't about it, this shit ain't going to work. Yeah, I mean. But anyway, my dogs, if you guys have the chance, go ahead and hit that button. Like, subscribe. Pass on this information, man. Y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave me your name. Leave me your number and all this other stuff. Let me take this shit down. I'm sorry. What the fuck I was doing? I got to talk while this shit was on. I'm sorry, guys. Damn. But anyway, guys, my chat room dogs, man, listen, y'all are great men. Freelance Runner, what's our last number so I can thank those gentlemen that like this show? Y'all didn't get the record, but I do want to show appreciation. Freelance, what's our end number today for the likes? Because I want to take a moment right now to say thank you to those that like the show. So if anybody can give me a number, I just give me the number, and I will tip my hat off to you guys out there. I just want to say to you guys, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. 143 or 42. You didn't have to like the show, but you did. And I truly appreciate that. A like is something that takes a second to do. And the fact that you like the show shows that we're doing okay. So, we got you covered, man. And we got you, man. I appreciate you all, guys. All right, guys. Hey, we're going to see y'all tomorrow, man, on the Man Mindset, man. Soak this same up. Get at me later, but tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about the Prince List, and we're going to be talking about how to begin to reprogram your mind as a man. We are out.
Just like that, man mindset. Man mindset. Just like that, man mindset. Man mindset. Have a good night. The show was over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
I'm going to make you.
Gee, that's going out to compare it.
Skippy, urgent message.
Well, as it's time for the time, I guess you're not up and at him yet. This is me. You may call me to get the message. All right? Thanks. Bye.
Skippy, urgent message.
Trying to get a line to call you. It's been, like, so problematic for some reason tonight. I can't get a dial phone to call you. So this is, like, my fourth location, and the phone went through. I couldn't talk
earlier
because...
Skippy, urgent message.
Well, as it's time for Sakai, I guess you're not up and at him yet.
Put you in programs to help you. You think... Where the fuck is... Sitting around trying to categorize a group of women based off of your perspective or someone else. I'm trying to trying to get that boo. Alpha code is a...
Answer to anybody, even the IRS. So I live my life as free as anybody else I know. But it's just this one, these younger guys who are not living their lives yet that way because they haven't got to that point. That's why I bring up these things.
Well, that's why they're here with me now, because I'm trying to free them from the chain that they have mentally.
Right. Like, you're right. Like, look, I'm retired or semi-retired, and I have my own business. I'm a filmmaker. I don't have a wife. I don't have a kid. I have a paid-off house, paid-off car. I don't,
Good.
moment.
I was dropping.
Thank you very much. Be sure.